Blog Talk Radio.
It's Air It Out Radio. It's Air It Out Radio. It's Air It Out Radio. We Air It Out.
Are you ready? Tell me if you're ready. Let's Air It Out Radio. Banging up the stereo. Here we go again. Same time, same blog. Cats still stagnant. We stay on our job. The brown skin heifer. I think y'all try to check her. You might see the fire chick coming out the heckler. Miss X with the dirt. Kim King with the promo. Hating on us. Now that's the big no-no. Underground artists with mainstream talent. All these other blogs ain't up for the challenge. Competition. Tell me if you see it. We talking like we live it. Walking like we be it. We keep legends on the line in due time. You won't have a choice but to expect the grind. Stay on the line, the board is on fire. No pun intended, let's take this thing higher. Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Competition where we don't see none. Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Competition where we don't see none. Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Competition where we don't see none. Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Air It Out Radio. Air It Out callers, Air It Out listeners. Y'all see the threats, we just hear the whispers. We stay on some new shit, listen real close. Kudos to the host, I propose a toast. The history, it's really about to happen. We really make moves, y'all stick to rapping. Respect is in order, the border been crossed. Got the UK spitting them long distance balls. We show love, and y'all show love back. 200 plus calls on the blog, that's the max. We do that on the regular, shit don't change. Every Monday from 10 to 1, stay in your lane. Help us help you, it costs y'all nothing. The promo, the music, we really singing something. Shout out to the underdog, we here for you. Air It Out Radio.net, get in tune. Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Competition where we don't see none. Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Competition where we don't see none. Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Competition where we don't see none. Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Air It Out Radio.net, huh?
What's good, everybody? Air It Out Radio. That chick Fire, the brown skin heifer. Thank y'all for tuning in. Today's Monday. Y'all know how we do it, 10 to 1. Shout out to E. Berman for that intro. Loving that shit. Anyway, for those that are slow and new to this, make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net, and Facebook, Twitter, us, Air It Out Radio. For those that are new, I want y'all to know that y'all do have to press 1. Make sure y'all speak up, all that good stuff, so we can hear y'all clearly. Don't be sounding like y'all have tired and all that stuff. No, we don't do that here. And anybody that want to let their music get played, make sure y'all send it to the email. It's airitoutradio@gmail.com. That's I-T-S, airitoutradio@gmail.com. We got Miss Exposed coming on a little later. Things do, but she will be in the building. I ain't gonna say building, but you know, y'all know what I mean. So, Miss Exposed, E. Burners, Kim King gonna be coming through. Lynn Thug. Ah, yeah, y'all like that, huh? Pull that out the rabbit's hat, whatnot. Don Shiz, what up? Thanks. So. Anyway, this is what I want to tell everybody too. Like, this is some new shit that just came upon. I'm actually might be a spokesmodel for this new perfume, so look out for that. And anybody that want to be on a website, definitely hit me up. I got some big plans, and I'm actually merging with some people about some other promotional things too. Sounds like a good idea. So I'll let y'all know a little bit more about that. So definitely stay tuned in that. Anybody wants some more promo, like I said, definitely hit me up. Y'all know my Facebook and Twitter and all that good stuff. So we're going to try to get some more music out to y'all. Last week, well, not last week, but the week before, I promised a couple people some songs. I'm going to get to them. And because, you know, last week we started kind of late. So anyway, I'm going to get into a couple of them jams right now because I know we're going to be swamped for time and all that good stuff. So Air It Out Radio, make sure y'all check out the website. If y'all on the website, hit us up, 347-677-1163. And I'm going to get into some Ace Spitz.
Uh-huh. Two Boss Wild B.U. Ace Spitz.
one take chase.
The money I invested, I ain't worried about the fame. The money I invested, the money I invested, the money I invested, I ain't worried about the fame. The money I invested, the money I invested, the money I invested, I ain't worried about the fame. The money I invested, the money I invested, the money I invested, I ain't worried about the fame. The money I invested,
I go in every time, every fucker used to know that. Fly like a pelican, my day so back, I'm fly like the number. Fly like an airplane, I fly from my feet to my hat, on my membrane. Swag on a hundred, flow is electric. Catch me and Chase getting blown in electric. Yeah, you wanna test it, nigga, get the message. Need to go to school, little niggas, learn your lesson. Why be you? Don't ever disrespect it. If you do, it's a whack. Say your prayers and your blessings. Body any beat, fit with aggression. The way I hit the pad, street rap like a professor. Reckless, fuck around, leave your body next to. Bitch on my dick to give me head like a necklace. Probably send me up 28 in the weapon. Not worried about the fame, but the money I invested.
The money I invested, the money I invested, the money I invested, I ain't worried about the fame. The money I invested, the money I invested, the money I invested, I ain't worried about the fame. The money I invested, the money I invested, the money I invested, I ain't worried about the fame. The money I invested, the money I invested, the money I invested, I ain't worried about the fame. The money I invested,
my whole team going hard, doing swimming in cake. Fuck the one, we need bills with the Benjamin fake. Talking about what you got, all you niggas is fake. So as far as I'm concerned, y'all can swim in the lake. I love when niggas get mad, I'm a critic they hate. Stay on my P's and my Q's, bro, you've been a mistake. I got a gun, when it shoot, I bet you niggas will break. If not, stop flying cops, bring it in safe. Here's me, I get numb when you mention it, hey. True boss will do, not to mention I'm great. I'm the bull, you should listen to the bull you should hear. I'm the bull, motherfucker, come and get it right here. When that shit hits the fan, the whole squad right here. Get a little money, start living life. Cop, real estate, own that, start investing. Not worried about the fame, but the money I invested.
The money I invested, the money I invested. I ain't worried about the fame. The money I invested, the money I invested, the money I invested. I ain't worried about the fame. The money I invested. The money I invested, I ain't worried about the fame. The money I invested, the money I invested, the money I invested, I ain't worried about the fame. The money I invested.
I hustle harder than most niggas, I'm sitting on shit now. But I want me some more niggas, so when it's about that bread, I be letting them go, nigga. Hands to the sky, I'm just letting them know, nigga. Take it how you wanna be, a friend or a foe, nigga. My fam's matching and we all seeing the dope, nigga. See him like Bernie Mac, sleep in the trunk. And over that bread, we have a nigga wake him up via the pump. I ain't playing, bro, we need what we want. Cause AT need to eat, shit, my lady got a need for a once. So we on the job all the time, I sleep when it's right. Can't sleep till the number reach the peak for the night. Even though I'm on my bread, even though I'm four ahead, something tell me never stop, young man, just get ahead. So once I'm on top, all my niggas living there. But the money I invested, so a nigga never scared.
The money I invested, the money I invested, I ain't worried about the fame. The money I invested, the money I invested, the money I invested, I ain't worried about the fame. The money I invested, the money I invested, the money I invested, I ain't worried about the fame. The money I invested, the money I invested, the money I invested, I ain't worried about the fame. The money I invested.
All black, black, all black, everything. Black card, all black, everything.
All black, everything.
Black card, all black, everything.
All
black, everything. Black card, all black, everything.
All black front, all black rear. All black like the second month of the year. All black, all black jacuzzi. All black looks for my all black Uzis. All black cars on the all black blocker. Black like justice before she met Papa. All black shirt, all black Jesus. All black like I see my vision of Jesus. All black boombox, where I play the old school. Black when I black out, put it in the Pro Tools. Black Empire,
yeah.
Who is Darth Vader? We in all black like the DJ Satan. All black phone for an all black time. All black ink for my all black rhymes.
Black, all black, everything. Black card, all black, everything.
All black,
all black, everything.
Link,
card, black card, all black, everything.
All black,
all black, everything.
Yes,
card, black card, all black, everything.
Right. Black, black, big black bitch, everybody blacked out. Ever since Bush gone, calling it the blackout. They wanna swallow a toe like a black hole. That's when the film fade to black, then the credits start to roll. I know you wanna see me creeping, it's like a curtain call. But you ain't got the nuts to get L black balls. Ooh, they so mad, cause they take me in vain. Now they can't go a day without hearing my name. Everywhere you been, well, everywhere you ain't. How she walking, how she talking like her poo don't stink. But on the contrary, my ish be kicking. Yeah, I bring the funk, probably need Teen Spirit. Kurt Cobain, pray to God I don't end it. But the way this life is going, I don't see the point in living.
Black or blue.
Radio, it's that chick Fire, the brown skin heifer. Make sure y'all tune in every Monday, 10 to 1. Check out the website, air.radio.net. I'm going to take some calls real quick. That was 11 for those that wanted to know who that was. I was supposed to play his song last week or the week before or whatever, so we just get into it. So you're going to hear a little bit more music this week, so just letting y'all know. We're going to hit up the lines. Make sure y'all say y'all name, speak clearly when I hit y'all. Up, I'm going to say your last four digits of your phone number. And for those that do want to talk, press 1. And I'm going to get to the lines and see what's up. Air it out radio 8052.
Yeah, you already know what it is.
Is this Nightcrawler?
That would be me.
Wow, you early today. What's going on with that?
Well, shit, I'm tired as hell, little mama, for real. I'm trying to go and get this up out the way, you know what I'm saying, so I crash down for the night, get ready for tomorrow.
I don't know, that's right. He like, I'm getting it early. Hey, you going
yeah,
to miss him,
Tom,
and all the rest of them.
Well, you know what I'm saying, some listeners be missing me, so
yeah,
hopefully
you know
those two did early, they can actually hear me this time, you know what I mean?
Yeah, they do be missing you. They be like, yo, but you know what? They listen to the archive, so you good. Like, you always good. They know who you be, so. You be making your mark on Air It Out Radio, so you good.
I know we ain't talking about leaving no marks, man.
Yeah, right?
I feel trimming out about your ass.
You know, got to do that sometime. What's good with you? I only got one song in here still.
Man, you should have more than one for real. You should have meant that. You should have meant that, and you should have bought my money. Those are the other two that got sent to you.
She was supposed to send them, and she didn't.
Man, I thought I could have swore they went through there.
Mm-mm. But
they was all, they should have been sent to the same day. I don't know what's going on, man.
No, she did send them the same day, but they wasn't MP3 or whatever. So
they wasn't. Well, I'm going to have to go ahead and dig into my archives, you know what I'm saying, and bust out the... You know what I'm saying, the MP3s on you. Well, like I said, shit, I got new music coming out. You know, we'll be lacing it down no sooner I touch back down at the crib.
Okay.
I stay with this music shit. So, y'all folks out there, don't think your boy slipping. Your boy got more than one track. Trust me. Your boy got albums for your ass. It's just, you know, I'm dealing with a whole bunch of bullshit. I drive trucks for a living, so if you're wondering why it's taking me so long, I'm never at the house, okay? When I touch down, I hit the studio. So,
but you making good money, though?
You call it, I mean, shit, man. I'm doing what I can, but don't let that hype fool you. It's not the money the way it used to be, so, you know, I'm on my way is out the door.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Overrated.
Yeah, it's very overrated, man. I mean, you got some out here that can do it, some out here that's doing it, but when you're dealing with major companies and shit, the companies try to put a downfall on certain people. It's like any other company, man. They got their fucking picks, and that's all it is.
Wow. Well, you know what? I know I didn't get a chance to tell everybody about the topic because, you know, I'm, like, shifting everything around. But anyway, the topic today is what are some fashion no-nos or some things that you're tired of seeing females or niggas wearing, you know, fashion-wise?
As far as fashion is concerned, hey, I'm probably one of the wickedest cats out there because I'm likely to throw on, you know what I'm saying, any damn thing at any given time and really wouldn't give a damn about it. But let's put it like this. If it don't fit, don't put the shit on.
Yeah,
these skinny ass jeans, I'm sorry, but you know what I'm saying? I don't want to see nan nigga in those skinny ass jeans.
Clothes
are reserved to see the female cuts. I'm sorry, if your jeans are so tight you give another nigga yeast infection, take them off.
Oh my God, yeah. Everybody's saying skinny jeans, so that, I guess that's a done trait.
I'm sorry, but you know, niggas ain't got curves. Females have curves. If a nigga got curves, he done did some kind of operations or the rest of that damn bullshit. You might want to check his trunk, because that motherfucker done had something entering it, okay? Point blank and period. I don't want to see a nigga running around here in skinny jeans. If I'm offending some of you motherfuckers that like to wear it, too damn fucking bad. Bottom line of the matter is, that shit don't look good. That shit ain't cool. That shit is sweet. I mean, damn. Get with some real shit. Put something on that fits your ass, not something that you got to actually squeeze your ass into.
Because
you see some of these big ass niggas. I mean, I'm big niggas in skinny ass fucking jeans. Come on. It doesn't look right when your upper half is all big and shit, and then you got this lower half look like a fucking cartoon character, old cartoon Superman hero and shit. And all them blue ass types of shit. Man, put some damn clothes on to fit your ass, okay? That's all you gotta do. They ain't got to be real baggy, but please, don't make them extra small either. Give your little brother back his pants and put on some shit to fit you.
Who started that anyway? Who started that? Was that Kanye?
No, that was Lil Wayne who started that shit. I know exactly when he did the shit. He did the shit when he came out with Kid Rock, when Kid Rock was doing that that Sweet Home Alabama joint that he brought busted out. Lil Wayne came out in them tight-ass red pants trying to sag in the motherfuckers. Okay? If the motherfuckers is tight, how in the hell you going to sag in them?
I know that's right. Soulja Boy pants be killing me, too. I don't be understanding that. They look like they too small, and then I don't get it. Because he tall as shit. You know what I mean? So
I already know how tall he is. I seen a little bit nigga in person. I seen him in person. Yeah, he taller than me. You know, I'm only 5'7", y'all, so I am a little nigga. But don't let the height fool your ass. Trust me. I got a big mouth and some hands that go right along with that shit.
Right? All right, babe, we're going to get into your song. Go ahead and introduce it for
us. Man, please don't play that song.
Why? Why you want to play it?
Hey, baby girl, I done went through that song so many damn times. Like, y'all got to realize, that one song you got in your archives right now, that's why I said I'm going to make sure you get the updated version. But that one song, trust me, was wrote over 5 years ago.
Okay, well, that's cool. Whenever you get ready, you know we're here, so you know the email address.
Trust me, I'm gonna hit y'all with the fire shit. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I raced y'all up with a little freestyle last week. I still ain't got no feedback from any damn body. You know what I'm saying? I really actually want to know if you like my shit, you like me as a person, or you don't like me. Trust me.
You already know they feeling you, so stop it.
I mean, now you can't.
Know.
No, it's not even about that. What it is, I do this shit for one reason and one reason alone. I like the shit, and I want to interact with other people. I want to network with anybody and everybody. I don't give a damn if you got the wackest shit on the fucking block, and trust me, you know if your shit is whack or not. If you like music, I'm down for you.
All right, well, you gotta give them your info so they can get it, because we got to keep it moving. The life's been crazy.
I'm finna drop it, you know what I'm saying? You can hit me up at nitekwralah@gmail.com. That's my Gmail account. You can also find me on Twitter. That's also Nightcrawler, spelled the same way. 76 after that on YouTube. You can check out a couple of my videos, and you can hit me out on Twitter. Trust me, I want to hear all your comments, whether they're negative or they're positive. Just please, as I said before, do not come at me with that whack-ass bullshit about you can do better, because once again, if you coulda, you woulda. And if you ever want to fucking battle, put your ass on the stage, call me out, I guarantee I will blast your ass so damn hard, I will make every damn body that you know disown your ass. So please don't come at me with no bullshit.
Yeah, please don't come at Nightcrawler. But we're gonna keep it moving, baby. We gotta get these lines. They getting crazy, and I got some guests coming on, so I gotta.
And a lot, baby girl.
All right, babe. Send your music in. Thanks for calling in.
All right.
Air It Out Radio 5239.
What's up, baby girl?
What's going on?
Chilling. It's Ran Live, baby girl.
Ran Live. In, out.
What's up?
What's going on?
I'm a little bit hyped. I'm excited tonight.
I see. You definitely excited. You got the videos all over the place.
Getting love. Yeah, I'm hearing some good news. I'm getting some good results. You know, it ain't been up a whole week yet, 180, something like two. I think it's probably over 200 views by now. My MySpace is starting to jump a little bit more.
Okay.
You know?
That's what's up.
Got to give a shout-out to Adonis, though. If she is on the line, hey, Adonis, I'd have never thought she was that sexy.
She's an Amazon. What'd you expect?
Yo, I ain't think she was, because hearing her voice, she sound like she like a roughneck doll. She girly rapper. I got love for her.
Yeah, Adonis is girly. A lot of people think that she's not, but she's very girly.
So what's up with you? How you doing tonight? You chilling?
I'm chilling, man. I'm excited. I mean, the calls is bananas. Like, if you see the switchboard, it's bananas. So we're going to try to keep it moving. But I got some music in here. Oh, we got to get you to answer the topic first before, because...
I'm with the boy Nightcrawler. Skinny jeans, nizzle. Not for no dude, man. It look gay. That shit gotta stop. I don't give a fuck if Jesus was wearing skinny jeans, dog. That shit, man, nizzle.
Not cute.
Yeah, that's a nizzle. Oh, dizzy. That's the only thing. You know what I'm saying? Girls don't, we don't got no problem with what the girls wear because they don't wear shit anyway. It could be 10 degrees below zero, and them bitches be walking to the class, colder than the mother. I'm like, why do y'all dress like that? They said, because that's what the guys like.
We be trying to push y'all.
That's good enough for me. Keep it moving.
Right?
So it ain't nothing against no girls, girl. Girls, they just got to look clean, man, But niggas, man, that skinny jean definitely is drawing right about now. You know what I mean? Personally, I'm from the old school. I don't be fucking with all that drawing on the shit neither. Like jeans with, like diamond rhinestones on the jean pockets.
I like the rhinestones. What's wrong with the rhinestones?
Fat Albert on the back of the pants and all that.
You don't
want
to be bedazzled.
That's all on the comments. I'm good.
Yeah. So the album is the mixtape, right? Is coming out. It's all
my album is a mixtape. Philly's best kept secret. I'ma target most of my promotion in Wilmington. That's where I'ma start most of my joint because I'm doing all ground footwork, old school. You know what I mean? Fuck all that. I mean, I'll have the computer stuff. Me and you talked about that. I'd rather go get the money so I get it cash. They're gonna be $10. They're gonna have a DVD in them. You know what I mean? I got Gil on there. A lot of people say that they can say Gil to me, dog, personally. He, the whole major figures, Big Up the Dutch, Lava, all of them. You know what I mean? I just sent their first lady a friend test today. I ain't even, holler at her, but Ab Lava, Bumpy J. Like, I grew up with these. Like, I basically grew up with them. I met them back when I was 15, 16, so... You know what I mean? It's love there. You know what I mean? He taught me, I learned a lot from all of them. But, I learned more about promotion and advertisement from Gil. Gil brings a lot of love to the city. So people, I think, personally should respect, the art first. Because this is a history. And most people don't know the Philadelphia music. I mean, and I'm taking it back to Study B, Cool C, EST, Ram Squad, Larry Lair. You know what I mean? Like, it's an order. You know what I mean? So when people be saying, everybody has to pay respect. I'm talking about Bahamadia. You know what I mean? I'm taking it back. You know what I mean? So you got to know the history. So when you want to rub shoulders with certain people and get on, these are the people that's on pay homage to, even to this day.
Right. All right, Rambo, we got to keep it on schedule here.
All right, so what tracks you got
tonight?
Huh? What tracks you got? I think I'm going to play. I think I'm going to play Letter Game. That's a little up-tempo, Joe. I'm feeling a little up-tempo. So can I just get this last shout-out real quick?
Are you giving your website info?
Yeah, that's what it is.
Okay.
All right. I'm on YouTube now. My very first video is real hot. Everybody, go check it out. It's under Ran Live, Philly's Best Kept Secret. I ain't going to take the time to spell it, because if you don't know how to spell it, you don't even need to be on YouTube. But it's Ran Live, L-I-V-E, Philly's Best Kept Secret. Go get that joint and hit like the Bulls, Nightcrawler said, whether it's a bad comment or a good one, go do that. On my MySpace music page is Official Ran Live on MySpace. Just type in Official Ran Live again, R-A-N-L-I-V-E. And big up to Air It Out Radio, Fire doing the work, big up to God and all of that. So show love. North Philly, stand up.
Love the game. Radio.net. Shout out to everybody that's on the line. Make sure y'all press 1 if y'all want to talk. Definitely appreciating the love and the support. Shout out to Ran Live. He's crazy. And E-Burners, I know you on here somewhere. We'll get to you. Shout out to Rome. And shout out to Candace Vaughn. She should be on pretty soon. Roxy cannot make it, y'all. I'm so, so sorry. But she can't make it. She is going through some stuff with the storm or whatever. Like, they, I guess they have a snow blizzard or something going on. Anyway, Slim Thug would definitely still be through. Just want to let y'all know. And we got Raz B coming up too. So I'm going to take some more calls so we can try to get through some of these before everybody get, you know, come on the line. 3143 Air It Out Radio.
Yeah, what's good, Miss Fire?
What's good? Who we talking to?
Kaz, man.
Hey,
man,
baby.
What's good?
I'm like, wait a minute. You know what? I'm like, where is this number look so familiar? What's going on with you?
Oh, man. I'm just sitting here listening to the comments and all this extra stuff, you know.
Oh, God. What's your opinion about that, mister?
I mean, the skinny shit, you know, is not good. You know, too tight, not good. But,
yeah,
you know, I wear straight leg jeans, yeah, you know what I mean? And that's me, because it looked better than wearing real baggy clothes like back in, what, 99, 2000
they said the
and all
skinny
that.
Is kind of coming back in, like, you know, the fitted at least.
Yeah, you know, I wear fitted, you know, I don't go, you know, with the skinny type, you know. Yeah, I mean, I feel the people that's still wearing that baggy shit just stuck in the past. They don't want to, I mean, you know, graduate. You know, to get themselves a nice, classy female, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You step to a classy female with a jersey on and some real baggy clothes, she going, you know, automatically think you a thug on some shit, you know what I mean? Especially if she ain't from the hood, you know? So, No,
definitely.
Step outside the box. I think you need to change your fashion a little something.
I can't stand it when the guys or even the females are dragging their pants leg and the material is coming from off the damn pants leg and it's dragging all on the floor, holes and shit in it. Like, what the fuck? I don't get that.
Exactly. So, you know, I stay away from that shit, you know. So, you know, but, you know, I ain't going front. I was on that same, you know, same shit, but... You know,
is that a Philly thing? Because I see a lot of Philly cats doing it. Like,
I don't know. Oh, but you know what? I do have a big opinion on a damn trend. Now, I know a lot of people going to hate me because of this, but what's up with the damn polo to the socks trend, y'all? Like, what's up
you
with that?
You mean matching?
Yeah, like, just, like, polo is so saturated in this city alone. It's crazy. You know, and I kind of stay away from it because, you know, I look like everybody else, you know.
Right,
so
yeah.
I try to step out the box a little bit with the polo. I mean, I don't really go, you know, go into the polo or the Jordans and stuff like that, even though people are always posting on my wall on Facebook like I wear that stuff. But, yeah, I mean, it's crazy. But, you know, the polo to the socks, oh, man, it's getting very saturated. I'm really tired of seeing it, but, you know. I know I'm going to catch a lot of...
I don't really see too many people wearing polo like that. Are they still really wearing polo?
Yeah, there's a lot of people still wearing polo. Yeah, I mean, and I'm tired of seeing grown men like 35 and all that wearing Hollister hoodies. Yeah, I mean, it just looks crazy.
Yeah,
I mean, it's just that's crazy. I think that's for little young boys, you know. But you know, to each his own, you know.
I'm tired. I don't know, like maybe the gold teeth, like all that, a whole bunch of it. Is that still like in still? Cause I like to see people's teeth, like see if, how pretty they are. Like I'm into the teeth and shit. I don't know why. Maybe that's just me or whatever. But
Teeth are good. Teeth are good.
No, I mean back in the day, I know like they was real heavy into the girls and stuff, and like it was hot for a minute. But are they still like into that? Like I don't know.
Oh, I don't know. I didn't see it too much.
I don't really see too much of that either. But you know,
the
skinny jeans is popular, huh?
Yeah.
Skinny jeans is popular. Everybody, they can't see
it. Yeah, I mean, like, with the stars, you know, they'll wear that shit, but not me. I don't step, you know, I don't like that too tight. That's crazy. It's like, hey, ball huggers, like, who wants that, you know?
Yeah. I always wanted to know, like, how does it feel, like, when your balls are, like, together, pushed up like that? Like, what is like, does it hurt?
I know it's not comfortable. I know
it's
not comfortable, so,
uncomfortable.
You know.
I know it sweats down and everything, but, like, ugh. It got
the fuck. I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm good on that. Yeah.
I guess it's just like having a vagina and not having no air, right? I guess pretty much. Yeah.
I guess. I don't even know.
I don't even know.
You can only tell me about that.
Well, you know, the vagina got to breathe too, so you know what I mean? Like, we got to have our air going up in there, you know.
Okay.
Turning
you know what?
Air.
I'm going to take a mental note of that.
Note,
I'm going to keep that in the back brain, you know?
Who we playing tonight, babe?
Play Hard Work, you know? Because that's what I do. I work hard, y'all.
All right.
You know?
Tell them where they can reach you before we get in today.
Go to itsmyurls.com/Casmere, CASSMEIR. Or you could just Google it and find everything. Just know the next project I'm coming. I didn't even start writing the next project. You know, but just know it's going to be crazy and it's going to be a different way of advertising that, you know? So,
yeah,
be on the lookout.
Hard work, baby.
Yep.
Kane is in the building.
See, I'm the pinnacle of hard work. See, I was born when a star burst. I finish first cause I start first. I hustle hard cause my thoughts work. Yeah.
tell me what you're feeling. I turn these women on, kiss my swagger on ceiling. The hustle that I'm dealing, it is so appealing. Outside looking in, get these rappers heart feeling. I'm moving something like a dream, cause the talent is a mental trip you won't believe. Something like white snow under palm trees. Is it hard to believe? So come believe in me. Yeah, so tell me how you love me. Baby, you should know I'm attracted to the money I'm on. So we go so right, the feeling's so right. I make it my wife. If you all about the money in the dick, grab a snack and start jumping like a bunny in a dick. Cause I will be first, no quenching my thirst. Trust me, I will. I'm making moves that I won't regret. A little lonely on the grind cause there's no sex. But these women come easy like 5 reps. And I'm a super addict, 25 steps. I was never meant for failure. You should see them haters, they be cussing like a sellier. No, I don't hate them, I just put another vlog up. Peace to the lovers and the haters, it's all love. See, I take him on the flight school. Fly, little nigga, yes, Cashmere, super cool. If I wasn't me, that's the only time I mirror you. So, baby, be you, cause that ain't even hard to do. Yeah. So tell me how you love me. Baby, you should know I'm attracted to the money I'm on. So we go so right, the feeling's so right. I make it my wife. If you all about the money in the dick, grab a sack and start jumping like a bunny in a dick. Cause I will be first, no quenching my thirst. Trust me, I will. I'm always getting love from overseas. I'm the attention grabber, like pretty double D's. See, I'm fortunate because I foresee I had to cut the fat, no pork, please. Yes, it's fun and if you taking time to listen, seeking greatness, you will witness. Get to working on your brain, that's what I call mental fitness. If it's anything I mentioned, believe it, baby, you live it. Yeah. So tell me how you love me. Baby, you should know I'm attracted to the money I'm on. So we go so right, the feeling's so right. I make it my wife. If you all about the money in this bitch, grab a sack and start jumping like a bunny in this bitch. Cause I will be first, no quenching my thirst. Trust me, I will.
Air It Out Radio, it's the Chick Fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. That was my boy, Cashmere. Anyway, the line is getting crazy. If y'all on the net, make sure y'all hit us up, 347-677-1163. So, again, I'll call your last 4 digits of your number, and you say who you are and all that good stuff, where you from or whatever, and get it popping. Press 1 if you want to talk. And I'm going to hit the next caller up, 5270 Air It Out Radio.
So you already know fire, what's the deal? It's your boy Dom Shiz, I'm in the building, HMO, let's go.
HMO.
Oh, you know, I'm really getting, hey, yo, you really helping artists getting a, you know what I mean, interviews together, how to talk and prepare themselves on how to be on the radio shows or any other show that they might be on for the future. Because, like, you're really helping these artists, including me. I'm saying, you know that, fire. Like,
I'm trying. But y'all helping me, too. So, like, you know, it's like a help each other type of thing. You know, y'all helping me and I'm helping y'all. So, it's all good.
Yeah, one hand wraps the other. That type of thing.
Exactly. There you go. So you've been listening to the topic. What would you think about that?
I think you got running by me again. I wasn't listening, but you know, I'd be like working and doing like 5 different things at one time.
Well, the topic is, what are your fashion no-nos? Some things that you're getting sick and tired of everybody doing or wearing, or even the females or the males. So, fashion no-nos.
Well, I'm definitely sick and tired of females wearing these goddamn Uggs.
Hey. I like my Uggs.
God damn, like, all right, y'all got nothing else to wear, like,
I'm trying to figure out, what is such the problem?
We even got male, quote, unquote, Uggs, if niggas want to get so far
yeah,
in their
I
back.
I can't see the guys wearing it, though.
That's another thing, too. Men with Uggs?
That's a no-no. Yeah, I can't
see
that.
How good you look and your jeans tucked inside your fur. Like, I don't see why men need fur on their ankles. You're grown-ass men. Like, first of all, you know the style come from, like, overseas and all that. Men was the first one with the Uggs before the females. I can't quote for that. And then they came out with the female joints, but they was wearing them over there because it was snow, and it's crazy high snow. But we don't get that type of weather over here. We don't get that type of tucked jeans in the boot type of weather, so you don't need to do that. Like, they got their fashion from a style that they have to do, not because they want to do it. Over here, it's like a want to do it. Like, I want to put my jeans inside the boot. I want to buy
right.
a boot with the fur.
But wait a minute. Isn't that
like
same Isn't that same material in some of those Timberland boots? Or no?
Yes, it is.
So, I mean.
You want to do all that. They got that, but they got different styles on how you do it. It's
I
all
know.
About how you fit it. It's one thing when you already on that type of shit. Then another, you see a couple males doing it. You said, fuck it, it's okay to do. No, it's not okay to do because this is what happened. A female put a nigga in some boots. This is what happened. He's a fresh nigga out of jail. Let me tell you, this is how it all happened with the males with the UGG trend. Fresh nigga out of jail. She peeled him, she gave him a whole leg. His leg had Uggs, Levi's, and some other shirt, whatever it was, like a nice little V-neck type of joint, right? And a little corduroy Levi jacket, right? Jacket.
Mm-hmm.
She put him in these boots. She got him all looking at this. He didn't really want to wear the Uggs boots, but, you know, he's fresh out of jail. He ain't got nothing to lose. His girl said, this is within. I'm putting you back on the May. Like, I guess this is what it is. So it all started from man come out of jail, man putting her in the boots, and now everybody thinking it's okay to do. But that's, it all started from a female trying it out on a male. But if a female guy tried the outfit on the male, that means it's not really
so
fit for
the
male.
So he was the guinea pig, pretty much, you're saying.
Yeah, it's not really fit for the male, fit for the female to like it in the male. Like,
right.
Of course the female was like, oh, your boots look cute. It's like mine. Oh, your pants look tight. It's like mine. You look cute. You look mine. You ain't supposed to call a man cute. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Maybe handsome, attractive, tall, and dark type of nigga, but not cute and all that type of shit. Like, you know what I mean? You know, whatever. But that's my thing. I don't got nothing against nobody wearing Uggs. That's what y'all do. That's what it is because y'all pay $300. Y'all shit. Go right ahead. But anyway.
It ain't three, but it's close. Damn, they feel like three. Shit, I ain't going to lie.
Oh, well,
but, I mean, I don't really see the big deal with the Uggs. I guess because y'all, it's like everybody wears them. I guess that's what it is. But I love my Uggs. They keep my fucking feet warm as a
I feel it. But if a nigga got that freaking low boots, they got boots with fur.
I don't see
that.
The guys wearing it. I definitely agree with you there. I can't see it.
Especially when you go soup. Now, I ain't going to hold you. The other day, this happened to me like 2 weeks ago, probably. And I remember, I said, damn, why are we down? It can't be done. I seen a nigga with Uggs. With the jeans tucked inside, that little vest on, all that other shit. That nigga looked cool in it. Like, he wasn't on no gay. Like, you could tell he was a manly Ugg-wearing nigga. He wasn't one of them niggas that cinnamon Ugg niggas. Like, I don't know. It's all about how you put it together, I guess. You know what I'm saying? Because he looked cool. He looked like he was gay. And that just looked like that's how I supposed to wear. Like, okay.
No.
But, hey, I'm trying to get the benefit of the doubt of the Ugg thing, but... Like I said, I don't really dig it in names. All that good shit. Hell yeah, all these bright-ass colors on these men, man. That shit out, man. All these happy-ass colors and...
What's wrong with bright colors? That means they're happy.
You know,
it didn't look
check
it.
You know, I'm a deceptive ride, motherfucker. I ain't got
so you don't like
right
pink
now.
Either, I'm assuming, huh? You don't like guys wearing pink?
You can wear it, but I ain't saying Hey, don't
some guys can't
purple,
wear pink.
Like,
they don't want to wear the pink thing. But I get
it. You can call yourself Karen Ryan, whatever. But anyway, I'm a step to ride, nigga, because I ain't got no will right now. You know, I'm stacking this paper. I'm stacking this paper. No fraudery. You know, I don't play no fraud. No fraudery over here. But I'm stacking this paper, right? So, you know, I'm on the side. You see all types of crazy shit that go down, right? Especially in the morning or the late night. They're the two times you always see some crazy other shit. Like, it's crazy. Anyway. Yeah.
So, what we, what's sorry about your website info and all that good stuff, because we got to keep it moving. We got to keep it moving.
All right, we're going to keep it moving, man. Y'all already know what it is. TrekFollows.com. HMO, it's the record label. Mr. Press.
Make sure you tell them it's webs, because I put TrekFollows.com and it's still, you have to put webs behind it and then .com.
TrekFollowsWeb.com. You'll go to it anytime, 24/7. So like a Facebook, it's a social network. We talk about political connects and all types of trapping things. Trapping ain't just drugs. It's the way of life. And, you know, shit like that. It's your boy Dom shit and all that.
What we playing,
I don't know.
Babe?
What song you want to go in and for the night?
Trying to think. What didn't we hear? Did we hear I Got
What
It?
Yeah, I heard only two of my songs, because you said you even had my other joint up
there. I got four of them in here.
My songs, or is it Shank?
I got Dom, Shank, and Hit the Trap.
That's four songs you got from the camp, or do how many songs you got from me?
Those are ones you sent in that I got of you, so I don't know who's what.
Right,
I know
what,
you and Shank on one, and that's about it, and Oh, and then another one with Vulture. Just Hit the Trap, I guess, and I Got It is yours, right?
Right. And you got Vultures.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah, play Vultures, yeah. Show them how to move. And that's your favorite beat? Like, you like that drill, right?
I got to hear it again. So we going to play that one?
Yeah, we're going to play that one, man. Somebody coming through to air you out, too, so look out for them.
Oh, good, because I love to hang up on people. And our radio dumb shit. Vultures, motherfucker.
Okay. Yeah. HMO. Yeah. Uh-huh. We gon' show 'em how to move in the dorm. In them loafers, look a little grown-up, sorta like a grown-up. Can't forget the blazer, shorty, I'm all grown-up. Honey, that niggas I go-shot, toe-shot. Waking niggas up like Folgers, I fold ya. Sorta like a folder, money don't fold up. Sucking niggas out like vultures, I told ya.
I told ya,
I'd exterminate ya. Die with the red eye, like the Terminator. For now on, you call me Don Schwarzenegger. Because I keep that mad a woman and I torture her. Hey, now. Check, check, what it is. Getting money, that's another check, check for the kids. Why don't you just worry about them check, check for them kids? All I need is a mic. Check, check, there it is. There it is.
Show 'em how to move, yeah. Show 'em how to move, yeah. Show 'em how to move, yeah. Show 'em how to move, yeah.
Come on.
Show 'em how to move, yeah. Show 'em how to move, yeah. Show 'em how to move, yeah. Room for the vote.
Who's with the tools? If they choose to approach us, some tools. Now we do what we do, yeah. I told you. All these little tools. Now we move with the toaster, so you don't really want to make them move.
Okay, for that bread, I pop up just like a toaster. I pop up, it's that's for the poster. Poster boy for the track, do it, I'm poster. I'm too tall to ball with y'all, that's why I poster. Until I get that cream filling, no holster. Glock with that beam with him, no holster, yeah. No safety, youngin', it's no safety. But that's life when you offer the dope, rate me. Think smart, so companies won't rate me. Show love, so niggas, they won't hate me. So don't take me for a sucker, don't make me do something I don't wanna do, like go crazy. I'm trying to take over the world, no pinky in the brain, and get some brain from the whole pinky. Don't thank me for moving them over. I'm doing what I do in a room full of vultures.
Show 'em how to move, yeah. 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 Room full of vultures.
Who's with the tools? If they choose to approach us, some tools. Now we do what we do, yeah. I told you.
Okay,
you
wanna get
it? Now we move with the tools. So you don't really wanna make the move, boy.
Okay, mother flow ridiculous. Still I'm from the gutter, got the butter if you interested. All about my business, tell me what the business is. I'm about to hit the party, get the rubbers. What the business is? Okay, shorty, witty, dee, dee, dee.
off and then go get topped off. Piss the cops off, another clean getaway. Meanwhile, I'm at the spot, tell her shorty lick away. Cops rush the clip, black fly, then I lick away. Keep the gag on me, throw my dick away. I show 'em how to, I show 'em how to.
Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. Shout out to all my Air It Outers that's on the line right now. I got one of my guests coming up, Raz B. Miss Expos will be on a little later. And we got another couple guests that's coming through too. Make sure y'all Facebook, Twitter us, Air It Out Radio. And please check out the website. I'm working hard on it. I'm definitely working hard on it. So anyway, without further ado, I know y'all on the line. Make sure y'all please be patient. I would definitely get to you, so don't hang up or nothing like that. And, you know, if you hang up, you're going to definitely lose your place, so don't do that. Air It Out Radio, I'm going to get to one of my guests, and controversial and all that good stuff, but We want to find out what's going on with him. Raz B, what's going on? Sorry about that. What's going on, Raz? Hello? Raz B.
Hold on 1 minute, okay?
Okay. All right, look, we're going to take another call while he's getting situated or whatever like that because I don't want to pause the show or whatever. Air It Out Radio 8735.
Hey, what's going
what's
on?
What's going on?
Chilling, chilling. What's up? It's Mr. President, man. Shanks, you don't know.
Shanks. What's going on, baby?
It's doing popping tonight. I made it before 11.
Yeah, right? Yeah, right? Crazy. You see these lines? I'm trying to get to everybody.
See, I see. I know you're trying to keep it moving. It's all
yeah,
good, man.
Yeah, definitely.
You know
so what's
me?
Going on with the mixtape?
It's coming, man. Like I say every week, man, we trying to get Dom Shit on going, promoting this on. You might see his poster on the buses or whatever. Now, you know, we pushing it like that on the trains and all that, you know, doing it from the muscle. But, you know, right after this joint drop, I'm coming. I ain't revealing the date yet, but the project is done. You know, so, you know, just look out for that life. I'm
assuming. Oh, for life. Okay. Why life?
A lot of people not happy with just living, you know?
Right.
Living is fair enough.
That's true. Never satisfied, right?
Yeah.
So what's your opinion on the topic?
Yeah, like I said, you gotta just be satisfied with you. Like, the news or the fashion thing with me is just people just gotta stay in the lane of what type of fashion that look right with them. A lot of people get caught up in the wave and what's popping on everybody else. Just because somebody wearing it don't mean it's going to look right on you. You know what I'm saying? So
that's true.
Just got to stay in your lane. You know what I mean? Just keep what look right. If it look right on you, then cool. No matter what it is, whether your jeans or stuff. I don't like niggas in Ugg boots, though. But, you know,
yeah.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Just make it look right on you, and you'll be good. You'll be safe and shit. You know?
Yeah. Like Mike Fowler said, they got to fit. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, you know, like, that way if you're not gay, you know, people don't think you're gay based on the way you look. You know?
Right.
You don't got to worry about all that.
Yeah, that's true. That's definitely
you know,
true.
Uncomfortable look. It ain't even about fashion. It's like, I don't even understand it. Like, it just look uncomfortable now. Like, I don't see how, you know, as a man, that it just could be comfy to walk around all day. Them joints look tainted on, like, little $10 jeans. Like, it looks like Robin Hood men in tights type shit. Like, you
Robin
know.
Hood, wow. Did you just say Robin Hood?
Crazy.
So you got more video footage, new, anything new on YouTube or whatever?
We got something. I'm about to finish editing up something tonight, you know. Got a little interview with Dom Shirley talking on some stuff. Like, you know, he didn't mix all this up, so you're going to see a lot of him coming. Like I said, I'm coming after him, you know. I'm just playing the background right now. Y'all know me, Mr. President.
Mr. Prez. Okay. So what are we getting in tonight?
You could play Talking About. You know, I let the world hear that. That's off the new mixtape, Life, The Messiah. Y'all make sure y'all look out for that. Trapfiles.com, HMO. I'm on YouTube. You know, they already know what it is. This is every week.
There it is. Shank, baby.
AQ, hit me. Hey, look, a lot of rappers rap about the shit they don't know shit about. As for me, I actually live the shit that I be spitting about. Had to whisper out because it's snitches out. Had bullets going in and out they bodies, leave them inside out. This is from the heart, yes, I'm speaking from the inside out. Do this because I'm trying to get my niggas on the inside out. Jinx, Hoss, get in the booth, y'all on the next joint. They handle this paperwork and my lawyer put your best on. My crew do what they do, who would've knew we'll be the next on. I'm guest on, I staying out of trouble, that's the question. But nevertheless, we stay with them weapons, so get the heck on, yeah. We keep them hex on deck, and you could catch some. So I'm suggesting you get the step on, and get stepped on. You step up, it's heaven for you. God bless them, now I should get a check from Nike, how I checked them. But all I'm looking for is a mic check. What be?
See, every day I'm out here trying to get this money.
That money.
So if it ain't about that, then what you talking about? And when I hit this thing, y'all hate it.
What you talking about?
Sugar Ray on this. No, this ain't a Harlem night, we on that Philly gangster shit. Trying to make the paper quick like Eddie, then make the paper flip. And hold it all together like a paper clip. I play the strip with so many hoes, got it looking like a player strip. The haters piss, talking like just seeing them, you know, they stay up on that hating shit. I love it, I'll be them if I told you that I hate this shit. I'm just trying to pay the rent, far as conversation goes. Nope, I can't engage in it, if we ain't talking change with it. My statement is a must hear, I'm trying to make a change with it. These other rappers get the bread and go and cop some change with it. They lame as shit, me I break English down in different languages. So simple and plain with it, just playing with it. On the track I'm dangerous, flows on fire, you can't extinguish it. Go ahead with your stinking hit, you're making a bitch.
See, every day I'm only trying to get this money.
Come on.
So if it ain't about that, then what you talking about?
Uh-huh.
And when I hit this thing, y'all haters get funny.
Uh-huh.
It's probably because I was the one
funny
that y'all
ass
was talking
man.
About. And I try
man.
Not to let it get to me.
Oh, watch out.
Because they just haters and they don't know what they talking about.
You're listening to Roy Audio Tunes.
What you talking about? Better get in a race or you get erased. Get it straight. You can't intimidate me when it come to getting kicked. Haters try to imitate and emulate. Wondering how I trap and then mutate into a stunner. I make the chickens wait, but never do I make that chicken wait for shit. I fix my plate up quick. Eating niggas is late with shit. I be in the latest shit. Early like Doucette. I'm flyer than a cart, no death. High off of that Arizona, but still I know how to handle grown with. Let me carry on before somebody get carried on. And should I stay away? Come and make my day. Pap, 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 you gone. You gapping on, I'm on to you. I'll catch you, then I'll corner you. Call the coroner. Next morning, it'll be mourners all at your home. And they ain't sad, they playing happy songs. They glad you gone. I got your family celebrating. Why you down in hell with Satan? So what the hell you saying? No, I don't be talking it out. My goonies just be talking it out. So, hater,
what you talking about?
Yeah.
Money.
Come on, Chum.
So if it ain't about that, then what you talking about? And when I hit this thing,
yeah.
Y'all haters get funny. It's probably cause
uh-huh.
I was the one that y'all was talking about. And I try not to let it get to me. Cause they just haters and they don't know what they talking about.
You're listening to Roy Orange Hill.
Air It Out Radio, it's that chick fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. If you are on the net and you want to call in, 347-677-1163. Air It Out Radio, Air It Outers, please be patient. The lines is bananas. I'm going to go back to my guests and hopefully they're ready. 4888 Air It Out Radio, what's going on?
Hey, Raz.
Yo, 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 what's poppin'? How you doing, sweetheart?
How you doing, Raz? Raz B.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for coming through.
Yeah, nah, it was real crazy. Nah, I appreciate you having me. I'm on my way out the country right now, so just kind of rehearsing, packing.
Yeah, I know you're busy. We're going to get into some quick questions and everything because I know you got a lot of stuff going on and whatever. So, like, explain to everybody what's going on with the B2K. Is that, like, done, over with, no negotiating, that's a wrap?
Really, just to sum that up, because I can really no longer talk about the whole
okay. Stuff,
everything is legal. But, I mean, until people do things, you know, right, you know, I don't see no B2K.
Right. Okay. So the solo album, when is that coming out, or is it already dropped?
Well, basically, I'm away out the country. I'm headed to Asia to do a headline tour, doing about 26 dates over there. The record is doing really, really well overseas. It's actually available for all the digital downloaders that want to support. Physically, FYE purchased a lot of the copies, and those are actually sold out right now. We're pretty much backed up, which is a blessing. It's an independent project, so you know, we see it. It's moving. It's fun. It's exciting, and it's new.
Are you
doing good now?
Are you getting into any more movies?
Definitely. I mostly see myself more so behind the camera than in front of the camera because since I've been 15, I've had a passion for film, more so directing. Come to find out, I wanted to be in producing, which is like, you know, bringing all the different elements together to actually, you know, be able to produce and make a tangible product. So more so producing.
Okay. Is the book still in effect, like, or is it you kind of
I signed off on that contract, so a lot of the stuff, but, you know, I was talking about, you know, I'm putting it in the book plus more. You know, there's a time to speak and there's a time to be silent, but, I've been blessed enough to be able to write about my experiences and my trials and tribulations in this book coming.
Right. Well, I know in this book we're not going to talk too much in depth about the situation or whatever, but do you think that this situation will ever get resolved as far as, you know, you and all the, you know, accusations and stuff like that? Do you think it's ever going to end?
If it being God's will, I mean, you're dealing with an interesting beast, you know what I mean? And when the truth is involved, people like to sweep the truth under the rug. And, you know, that's a good question. I don't know, but, you know, like I said earlier, the legal people are handling that stuff, and, you know, I really can't talk too much about it.
Right. Okay. So I know you got a couple singles on your that's out right now on YouTube or whatever. Which one is the one that is one of your favorites?
Well, actually, both of them are actually my favorite. Follow My Lead, which is pretty much talking about, you know, a conversation between me and girl, and pretty much letting her know that we can do what she want to do, go here, do that. You know, most importantly, she had to follow my lead. And then Let's Make It Official is pretty much talking about, you know, just the girl I've been rocking, what I've been dating. You know what I mean, after a while, you know, you get mature in life and, you know, you want to settle down. So, you know, this was pretty much talking about, you know, the story where I told her to come meet me, where I proposed to her, you know, pretty much want to make it official, you know. So those two are actually my favorite. And I know a lot of people watch Music Choice. And Music Choice actually was the first to start actually playing the record, which was pretty cool. And then there's a lot of radio and DJs been hopping on the record, you know what I mean? And, you know, and that's pretty much where I put all my my frustrations and pain into my music. I wanted to really write some music that was a lot less misleading and a lot less lustful, because I believe there's a lot of lustful records out there, a lot of misleading records out there already. So I felt that it was important to have some integrity about what I write it about, because, you know, being in this position, a lot of people don't like to accept responsibilities as being a leader, but obviously God has, you know, put me and several others in a position to lead the people, and you also can mislead them, so you got to be, you know, cautious of what you speak out of your mouth. And the older I get and the mature I get, I realize and understand how important that is, because there are people out there that look up to me, and I look up to them for looking up to me, so hopefully we can continue to grow together.
So you do write most of your music that's out right now?
Yeah, I write and produce and compose all my music. I have a team of great people. One of my producers actually just called me tonight and actually sent me a song tonight, which is actually really, really cool. I called him back, gave him a thumbs up, told him I like the direction he was going in, and, you know, as once he gets it done, hopefully we'll see what we can do with that record to take it to the next level.
Do you have a lot of features? And if so, who are they?
No, I've had a lot of communication with a lot of different people. Time schedules haven't matched up. However, I was able to collab with DJ. He actually produced a song called Sexy Can I for Ray J. He also did I'm So Paid with Lil Wayne and Akon, and he also did that song with Snoop Dogg and Akon, I Wanna Love You. So he was gracious enough, and our schedules was able to link up, and we recorded a record over at actually Tom Green's house. It's pretty cool.
Tom Green got a studio?
Yeah, he got a nice studio at his house, so we kept the record over there, and it was pretty fun.
What does he do? Like, What is he doing with his people?
Yeah, if you go to TomGreen.com, he has a TV show at his house. It's pretty dope.
Okay.
Pretty dope.
I know he has, like, his television show, but I didn't know he had, like, an actual studio, like.
Yeah, and he has a recording studio in there as well. It's pretty nice. Steady art.
Oh, okay. So are you still doing the community awareness type of thing going on still?
Yeah, I mean, anytime I can use my image, my likeness to give back, to raise awareness, you know, I've always had been for. I've never been the one to broadcast media or anything, but I've been doing charity for years. I mean, even before I was even in the group, I was doing charity. You know what I mean? So, like I said, God has given me, you know, put me in a position and give me a platform to be able to do more. So, you know, that's what I'm going to try to do. And when I struggle and when you struggle, God will use you more, you know? So that's where I'm at.
What's one thing that, you know, you kind of regret doing in this whole, from the beginning to the end of, to now, right now? What is one thing that you wish you could just go back and change?
I mean, if I was to change anything, that would be altering, you know, who I am and what God has allowed for me to ultimately walk through. You know, your experience in life and your trials and tribulations build your character. You know, it's bad that this car hit me and ran my legs over, but it was probably a good thing because, you know, I probably would have been out doing something else or da da da. So you gotta look at, you know, the math and how people and how God looks at things. So really, I wouldn't change anything. You know, I just, you know, if it was for being God's will, I probably would have wished for better guidance around, because majority of the things that we learn are from something or someone. You know, you just don't learn things on your own. So,
right.
You know, I'll probably pray for, you know, better guidance.
Do you think that, because I know you had said somewhere that you didn't finish high school or not, well, you know, school in general. Do you regret not ever finishing that? Do you think you should have went full steam ahead and finished that?
No, not at all. I don't regret that at all. However, I believe, you know, knowledge is key, and you know people perish, you know, from a lack of knowledge. So, you know, the fact that I have some school, I've also been able to go back to the school and study and read different books. So I'm very educated when it comes to my profession, business, marketing, accounting, et cetera, my taxes, things that I need to know to actually be able to function in the world, and things that I'm, another project that I'm working on, and whatever skills that I don't have. You know, I'm quick to pick up a book and, you know, or Google to educate myself about it, you know, because you never want to stop learning. I never have stopped learning. I just believe for me when I, you know, dropped out of high school, you know, or more so misled from high school, I was pretty much in corporate America, you know, being signed to a billion-dollar corporation at a young age, at 15, which I'm still signed to that label. And, I was in the world, you know, at a young age. I had the opportunity to pretty much go to a different kind of school, pretty much be hands-on
okay.
Intern.
All right. So where can everybody reach you if they wanted to get, you know, your Facebook, Twitter, and all that good stuff?
Well, unlike some people, I'm always on my Twitter and my Facebook personally, and I'm very approachable. At RAZB2K. That's my Twitter. And then my Facebook is it's the same. Facebook at Facebook/ Raz, RAZB2K. So, and I'm up there. And then, those are my spots. And then my website, which is www.razblive.com. For a limited time, I know for the Christmas holiday, the people that want to go actually receive a physical hard copy. What I'm doing for a limited time is I'm personally autographing it with their name, and I'm giving out a free poster, and we're just going to send it to their home because we've been getting a lot of cards. A little personal. I'm real personal with my supporters.
Yeah, that's important too, that the artists do be kind of personal with people. You know what I mean? That's real good. So do you have anything that you want to let everybody know that they don't know, or you want to clear anything up?
No, I mean the devil, there's a lot of confusion. There's always going to be a lot of confusion because that's what the devil likes. There's always, you know, moving parts, different parts, you know, to the stories, or there may be a misconstruction or misunderstanding that people don't know. I mean, that's, you know, it's kind of hard to really know the full story when you, you know, not necessarily walk through the things that I walked through in my life.
Right.
You know, however, but we're dealing with a machine where there's nothing new under the sun, and, you know, people that like to tell the truth, whether you're Martin Luther King, JFK, Tupac, the list goes on. When you protest, they'll shut you down. First thing they'll do is try to discredit you. The next thing they'll do is try to make the people not believe you, especially when you have such a powerful testimony.
Yeah, that's true.
And for the most part, you know, just, you know, serve God, love God, treat, you know, your neighbor, your brother, your sister in Christ how you would want to be treated. And most importantly, you know, suffer the little children, forbid them not, let them come unto me, for such of is the kingdom of God. You know, you know, the last thing you want to do is, you know, mislead or cause some little one or little child to stumble. You know, so you really got to be cautious. You know, this is to all the parents. This is all the, you know, the uncles, the people that, you know, are authority over, you know, the little ones. You know what I mean? It could be somebody that's disabled. You know what I mean? Don't take advantage of that person, not give them their medication or give them their food on time. You know, so it's just really just goes back to treat people how you want to be treated. And that's what I encourage. That's my message, you know, to the people. And, you know, definitely pray for me. I definitely pray for God's, you know, people. And may God's perfect will be done. Thank you for having me on your show. And I appreciate the opportunity.
Thank you so much for coming
by.
Definitely.
No, for real.
And we're going to play
one of
your songs. I don't know which one you want me to play, but I got to follow me and let's, you know.
The song's called, the name of, you know, the album's called Follow My Lead, but I want people to get a chance to hear me sing. So let's rock with the Let's Make It Official joint. This one, not that I'm not singing, I'm going to follow my lead, which I am, but this one really,
you got
my vocals without any
auto-tune.
Yeah, without no auto-tune.
Right, okay. All right, thank you, Raz, for coming through. Definitely appreciate you. Welcome anytime.
I appreciate that. I'll definitely come back.
Okay.
With the book.
With the book, right?
Yeah, for sure. I got you.
All right, babe, thanks.
All right, thank you. God bless. Peace.
hearing. Yeah. Let me ask you a question. Are you really trying to make this thing official? Looking so good from head to toe, making me just want to whistle. I like everything you do, girl, the way you move and the way you shake. Making me just lick my lips when you move them hips. When you pop, I break. Tell me what you plan to do when a man gonna take a chance, cause you just got me tripping. Cause the way you move, everything is you, making me want you stop what you do and listen. Let me win your heart, fill it with the star. Jump in my car, girl, and let's go cruising. Babe, in my eyes, your perfection. There's no need for improvement.
Radio is that check site. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. Shout out to everybody that's on hold. Please be patient. I'm going to definitely get to y'all. We're going to take some more calls. 7029, Air It Out Radio.
Hi. My boy Dom Shiz told me about your show, and I'm checking out for the first time, and I'm actually kind of enjoying it.
Thank you.
No problem. I'm actually the one that you said you were going to hang up on.
Oh, you trying to air me out?
No, not air you out. He said, hear you out. And you
I
like,
thought he said, air me out. I was like, oh, yeah, no. I'll hang up on her, pretty much.
Never.
Pretty much. Oh, okay. Oh, it's all good then. Any friends of Don's is cool with me. Like, you know, we
good. Yeah.
So what's your name, sweetheart?
Oh, my name's Mariah.
Mariah? Okay.
Yeah.
You rap? You sing? No?
No, just, you know, I'm one of his friends, so he told me just to, I'm showing him some love and you some love, shouting him out.
Okay, look at Don with his little fan glow. Okay. All right, that's what's up.
That's my future ex-husband.
Oh, okay. All right.
I was paying a little bit of attention about what the topic was, but could you, like, kind of tell me again?
Yeah, definitely. The topic is basically, you know, what fashion trend or, you know, fashion no-no are you tired of seeing? Like, you know, the guys are seeing the Uggs and the tight jeans. What are you so sick and tired of seeing right now? On male or female?
Yeah, I'm not really from Philly, but whenever I do go down, I go down there. Yeah, I'm from the suburbs. when I do go down, you can't tell by the voice, but when I do go down there, I see big girls in skinny jeans that are probably way too skinny for me to even fit in. Then they ass crackly showing, and they just think it's sexy. I see that a lot. And I was actually talking to Dom about that the other day, and it's just not hot at all.
Yeah, I got a glimpse of that today. It's not a good look.
We talked about it earlier. See, I
no, no, no. I'm just saying, like, girls with the butt crack showing, like, no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it mainly be the big girls, too.
No, it be the skinny girls, too. Like, I
mean,
yeah, you know,
I'm about to have most of the big girls, but, yeah, it's not hot at all. And they don't even be trying to pull their pants up.
No.
They don't. They just leave it.
And it's no call for all that right now. You know what I mean? Like, my thing is, too, like, with the girls, like, they wear their... They got these small shirts on, and you can see all their rolls and, like...
I know. Maybe having, like, stretch marks and their C-section scar all showing, and,
And you know what? Another fashion thing for the females, I can't stand, like, I wear eyelashes that's, you know, artificial, of course, but when they wear them so long and, you know, they just, like, outrageously fake. Like,
it's like, transy, like...
Yeah, you know your eyelashes ain't that damn long. Come on.
Yeah.
But like,
That's another thing. That's another thing I want to hit on. The girls with the really long weave, like they can't sit down. they look like they can't sit down. They might have a problem.
They wear
like
that long?
Cancer, but, huh?
I haven't seen nobody wear them that long.
I have, like, individuals and stuff like that. Like, they...
Wow.
I seen this one girl, she had to actually push her hair to the side in order to sit down.
I know that costs some money, because, you know, weave is getting expensive like a motherfucker, especially if that ribby. Shit. That shit is high than a motherfucker.
Well, then they have the nerve to swing it around. I seen this one girl almost get hit by the girl's weave because she was, like, flinging it out her face. They almost whipped the hell out this one chick behind her.
Yeah, that's...
But really, that's really the only thing. I really haven't noticed too much. Like, they already, you know, touched base on the skinny jeans with the guys. I don't like that either.
Yeah,
I feel as though, like the other guy said, I think his name was Kaz or something. Like, you can wear it fitted, but if your jeans are tighter than mine, then we have a problem.
Yeah. Definitely. I don't want no guy wearing his jeans tighter than me. Like,
yeah, like we, like I get your jeans mixed up. I get your jeans mixed up in the laundry with mine. Like,
yeah,
not,
exactly.
Not cool.
Exactly. And you got like little prints on you. You know how the girls be wearing the little prints with the little. Yeah, no, I can't see that.
Ruffles and the rip. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a no-no. But I definitely appreciate you calling in, huh? Like, it's good to hear another female. Shout out to Kim King. She's on the line too. So
I'm definitely going to become one of your faithful listeners. I've really enjoyed this. I'm going to tell my people about it too, and show you some love.
Appreciate that. Shout out to Dom on that one.
Yeah, Dom Shiz.
Dom Shiz. All right, babe. Yeah. Thank you for calling in.
Okay, no problem. Thanks,
okay.
Sir.
All right. Air Dot Radio, 1156. I know who this is. Ow! What's going on?
Hey, bonus.
What's going on, babe?
Same old, you know. Grinding heavy. Yeah.
What you out in that weather?
No, hell no.
Oh.
That's the heat blowing. It's kicking.
Said the heat blowing.
Cold as shit outside.
I know that's right. Shit. So what's going on? What's your opinion about tonight's topic?
Huh?
What's your opinion about tonight's topic? Have you been on?
Yeah, I heard. Whew. Man, I might hurt some feelings.
It's okay.
Everything in Philly, everything, because they follow suit so much. It's just everybody look like a bunch of. Everybody look the same. Like, whatever come out new, oh, I got to get that. Oh, I got to get that. Tight jeans, oh, I got to get that. Like, tight-ass shirts with the holes for your thumb. Like, if that ain't some gay men shit, like, anything that make a man look feminine is wrong. Sorry, you shouldn't worry about your shape. I understand the fitting shirt if you cut up or whatever like that. I understand that, but not all the time. Like, no.
I don't even want to see the guys wear that too much. After a while, they look like they got titties and shit.
Any nigga that jeans look like he damn near about to get a yeast infection is suspect. It's nasty.
You said it's suspect.
It's suspect. Look, man, it's so many gay people in Philly. Like, nothing. It is something wrong with gays, because I am, in my religion, we don't condone that shit. So it's something wrong with that. But to each his own, like, you know what I mean? But nah. Nah. Anything that make a man look like a woman is suspect.
Wow.
Any kind of clothing, the damn fur, mohawk hats is suspect. Everything. Tight ass hoodies is suspect. Look, big ass shoes and tight jeans, suspect. Sorry.
He said the tight
big ass glasses in the club when there ain't no fucking light is suspect.
Hey, that's me.
So what's your girl? I'm talking about niggas.
Oh, yeah. So what's your opinion about the females though? Like what you can't stand besides the UGG.
Yeah,
I knew
fucking
you
were
gonna say that.
UGG boots. What else? I mean, cause girls can damn near rock anything, and girls can go to a store that shit costs $3. If they throw that shit on right, it'll look hot. But
sure
I just don't like people who buy shit straight off the damn mannequins. That you need to stop that shit.
Yeah.
That's a no-no. If I see that shit in Rainbow Mannequin, I shouldn't see the whole outfit on your body.
He said Rainbow. What you know about Rainbow?
Look, man. Y'all know
I
how to use.
All my Rainbow choppers.
Like, I mean, if you can afford that, if you can't afford, like, I understand, just throw that shit on. Be different. Switch it up. I mean, have your own style. Don't look like everybody else, man. That's what killed. That's what killed half the talent and half the individualism in Philly is everybody want to look like that person. If that rapper got on some fluorescent jeans, that's cool. No, it's not. It's gay. Half them rappers be going both ways like shit, and y'all want to dress like these dudes. And man, look, I don't even want to get on that.
He said, man,
but
look.
That's how they, that's, I mean, Philly, a bunch of fucking followers, man, and it's ugly, man. Because we used to be trendsetters, but now I see so many young boys with some jeans on that I swear for God you'd think they women if you didn't see their face.
Yeah, that's true.
I seen
a dude today, and I was like, wait a minute, is that a girl? Like,
he probably
I couldn't tell at all.
He probably was switching like a girl, too, I bet.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Better
on
than
everything
me.
I love,
better
I bet he was switching.
Better than me.
He was
better
switching,
than
probably
me.
Had his hand, his book bag on his arm like
I
a person.
I think that's what gives it away, because they try, they do it too good or too much. Like, you
I
know
call
what
it,
saying?
Y'all flamboyant as hell. Get it together, man. Y'all could do better, man. Don't dress like everybody else. These rappers got money, and they don't care if you think they gay, because half of them are already, so...
I got another thing about the females. If y'all gonna wear these weeds and stuff, because, you know, I wear my little beads and stuff, too. But please, at least cover your tracks up. Please.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You got to make sure the hair right. If
you know
the
what
hair
I mean?
Right,
like, cover
it ain't right. A dime with bad hair ain't worth a nickel. I'm trying to tell you, boy.
Definitely.
Look, get it together, man.
Get it together.
Yeah, get it together, people. We could do better. We can do better, man. We really can.
You know, ladies, we got to step it up. You know what I mean? We trying to snag
God
a good man. We can't be having tracks and stuff.
I can't even go shopping no more because every jean cut your ankles off like some damn Sassoon Jones. Like the Sassoon Jones back in the day that girls used to wear, that's how half the men's jeans is now. Colorful-ass shoes and,
Yeah.
All them light-ass fluorescent colors is, Nah.
I wouldn't want to see the guys wear them. The girls, they can get away with it, but no, the guys, no.
Yeah.
No. So what are we getting into tonight?
I don't know. What you got? Oh, yeah, can I give some shout-outs? Hold up.
Sure, go ahead.
The album come out January 25th. Welcome to My World, Ebernus, iTunes, Amazon, Zoom, 36 different sites. Team Heat coming up, Wood G's, Rel, Benny Blanco, Shorty Raw, VIP, Psy, my man Jizzy on Beach, Trilogy, who else I'm forgetting, Stacks. We about to get it crazy. Visit us at www.eburners.webs.com. Log on to greatness, man. I'm trying to tell y'all, man.
Log on to greatness.
Heavy,
I like that.
Damn.
You got so much stuff in here.
What the hell? Hold on. Play that work. That's Team Heat. That's Vazzy, me. It's Vazzy first, Ebernus, then Wood G's. That work off the Man Up Season Volume 1. Volume 2 dropped Wednesday. Volume 3 drop next Wednesday. Let's get it.
I'm full. like a bug getting bigger. I'm really that nigga. E-burn man, I done waited my turn. The facts I heard, watch the butter churn. Cash out of critics just wanna know how. Got three different deals on my top, like wow. Two distributions, one A&R. Ghostwriting credits, a hot new song. Nicer than ever, mine on green. Tiger Woods status, I'm stroking, yeah, I mean. Like I came to dream, I'm slick with the footwork. Got the right recipe, plus I could cook jerk. Soldier, the underdog like Balboa. I think I smell rain, somebody get Noah. I'm here to say clown, get used to it. Y'all had your chest rain and kept through fluid.
Cloud up the pick and roll, slam dunk. I'm about to run the city, niggas need to man up. Y'all is two-stop model, that's for the girls chump. Trying to make music, let they run around the world dumb. Y'all are too cute and cute, I mean local. Downtown Houston, the metro go through. But anyway, I'm just shining my own shoe. Chewing my own horn, touching my own scroll. And my hands getting full, so hold them. While you sit, play the game, talk about how we got hold them. Digging my money on the table, throw them. Watch your crap out. Cut it out, you ain't happy, pa. You've been all you can be, and that ain't shit so far. I'm done with you clowns anyway, R.I.P. car. I've been pushing with ever since the little red car.
Radio, it's that chick site. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. Shout out to all my Air It Outers that's online. Kim King, E. Burners, he was just on. Definitely airing some shit out. Shout out The Night, Crawler, he doing his thing. Make sure y'all collab with everybody. You know what I'm saying? If you like somebody, definitely hit him up. Go back, check the archives, get all the info, or hit me up and I'll try to give y'all their information or whatever like that. So, Air It Out Radio, we on Monday, 10 to 1. I'm going to hit up the lines. If you're new, press 1. If you're trying to get, you know, if you're trying to talk to me or whatever like that. So make sure when I call your last 4 digits out, you say where you're from, your name, and all that good stuff. And I'm going to hit another caller up, 7435. Air It Out Radio.
Yeah.
Yo. What's going on?
Yeah, this your boy Nitty, you know what I mean? 215, I got us. 15th Street, I got us, Dot. Big bro, I see you, Dr. Joker, Ring Live. I mean, I ain't gonna do too much talking about the music talk. Hottest single in Philly right now. Play that Dark Knight. I mean, as far as the dressing and all that go, I mean, I don't really get into that. I mean, I'm one of the flyest niggas in North Philly. Matter of fact, the whole Philly, I mean, to each his own. I don't do the little
stuff
in the future, you dig?
Listening to you. I'm looking for your, I'm looking for it right now. What's all your info and everything while I get to them, get to that?
Yeah,
I know
you,
I think I put it under something else from your email, if I'm not mistaken.
You can find me on Twitter at Devoted Nitty, N-I-D-D-Y, Facebook at Devoted Nitty. I mean, the single is crazy. My man Dot about to jump on it, the remix. Coming soon, we got Jada Kiss. I'm doing with Waka Flocka. I mean, Devoted ANT. I mean, shout out to my nigga Ski. Shout out to Rain Live. That's my big bro. I mean, he created the monster. So it is what it is. Devoted Entertainment, aka Devoted Empire, because we built an empire. You dig?
Is it on the web, the last name?
No, it should be on. It's, the email is Devoted Entertainment ANR at Gmail. I'll send you that thing, Charlie.
I know you sent it, but you sent it under something else, too, and that's what I put it under. It was under...
I sent it to you today, too.
I know, and you sent it under something else, and that's what I put it under, because I do remember your name. Nitty.
Thank you. You know, I've been on hold for like an hour and 30 minutes. My daughter wanted to sleep, I mean...
It get like that. I told y'all, y'all got to be patient on the line. The line just get, they get ridiculous. Listen, I got to put you on hold. I'm going to go back and look for it really, really quick. I know I didn't put it under Nitty. Definitely, I didn't. But I'm going to come back. Just hold on a second. I'm going to take, actually, I'm going to go to another caller, and I'm going to try to get them and while I look for it and whatever. So don't go nowhere, okay?
You want me to email it to you right now?
No. I got it. I definitely got it.
Oh.
So hold on a second. Air It Out Radio 6165. What's going on, Air Dot Radio? Okay, next. 98.07.
What's good, Fire? This your boy, Roman, man. Shout out to the whole Philly, man. North Philly,
Rome?
Stand up. Yeah, Rome in the building, baby.
Wow. What's
going on,
Rome?
Philly? I'm chilling, man. You know what I do, man.
Damn.
I'm sitting back looking at the world right now, man. I'm out the box right now. Shout out to E Burners, man. Shout out to Nitty.
Doing this thing. I didn't get
Straight
that
up.
Music from you.
Man, I hear you. See, let me find out your email chopping up shit.
I hit you back on the thing and said I didn't get it, and you ain't never.
It's only one. Air It Out Radio at gmail.com. It's only one.
So
you know if I send it there, it got to be all the glitch in the matrix.
It's Air It Out Radio at gmail.com.
But is it you? Sometimes see, you gotta understand. Sometimes people got these capitalized and lowercase. Like, is it capitalized?
Yeah, you can't capitalize it.
I definitely didn't capitalize it. You sent it to me capitalized, but I actually
yeah, I
didn't capitalize
mm-hmm.
it. So, you know,
you
when
know
I put it in there, I already got you saved in there. That's why I don't even know why you ain't get it.
No, I didn't.
And I got it under Rome, Raw Dough Squad Entertainment, IMG Universal.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to the whole Philly, man. Shout out to Fire, man. Air It Out Radio, man.
Air It Out Radio. We doing our
Straight
thing,
up, man.
Man.
Shout
I'm
out to Raz B, too, man.
I'm mad at
Shout
I'm
out to Raz B.
Raz B, yeah.
Yeah, because you know we supposed to be getting ready to collab. You know, I'm gonna put it out the bag because like I had a situation where you know we in negotiations on doing something through you know IMG and a couple of my homies was like, well you know how you feel about doing a song with you know somebody that's got a lot of things going on whatever. And the first thing I said was I was like, well you know I ain't got nothing to do with his personal life. If he got a voice and he gonna help make a hit.
Right.
I'm all for the music. Like, I don't get into people's personal business. I'm a grown man, you know what I mean? Like, I got my own business to take care of. So, you know, never been a hater, so I can't, you know, dig in other people's like that. As long as, you know, you bring some blessings to me, I'm gonna bring some to you, you know. You bring something to the table, we can eat.
So y'all going to work? Y'all have plans on working together?
Mm-hmm. I actually got a track sent to me tonight for what we going to do. But my whole twist is I want to actually go off of him. I want to see how the singing going to be. You know, he got a great voice, talented
okay.
brother. So, you know, I'm going to let him, you know, I'm going to let the R&B take over the track, and then I'm going to maneuver off of that and see where it take us. You know what I mean? I don't have no Rain Man, so, you know, my shit from the soul, baby.
I know that's right.
1980, so, baby. April 12th, baby. Stand up.
I've been seeing your videos
at?
And stuff out, so what's going on with that? Like, you promoting the heck out of it. What's going on?
Man, I just shot the video Only a Phone Call. Single just actually dropped. That's my single off my debut album, Philadelphia Inquirer. That'll be out sometime next year, February, depending on how the music go. You know, I like to drop music every week, Fire. Like, I got this thing, music every week. I'm like, me and E. Burners is like, ask me, he really, like, he got a million songs. He send me some stuff, boy. I be downloading 15 tracks a night. I love him for that. You know, like I tell people, consistency. But, you know, Only a Phone Call just dropped on iTunes, on IMG, Universal. Raw Dill Squad is the label. And I'm just blessed right now.
Shout out to C-Styles.
Yeah, shout out to C-Styles, man. Just did the joint with G-Dep. You know, shout out to Dep, you know what I mean? It was a good look. A lot of people, once again, was asking me about that. You know, I don't got nothing to do with my man, personal issues.
Right.
You know what I mean? If you can still rap, he blessed to still have a tongue, a voice, he can spit on the mic, man. Let's get it. You know what I mean? Everybody's somebody to the people that love them. You know, a lot of people always worrying about these people they ain't going to never meet a day in their life. Why are you worrying about that nigga? Worry about the people that's around you and you might can see some things. You know, so, you know, just it's time to grow up, man. You know, the world has separated the man from the situation for so long. You know, boys think they need their mothers. You know, they turn into, once again, we're going to go back to baby boy. We grown men. The men got to start being men and start letting the females be females. They got the game twisted right now. That's what I don't like, what's going on there. You know, they got the females in the men positions, and they trying to put the man in the female position. They got us home babysitting and all. No, we was designed to build nations, man, and be leaders. And that's what this, you know, that's what I'm doing with my music. That's why my first single was Only a Phone Call. You know what I mean? Like, you know, before you check out, call somebody, daddy. That might be that call that saved your life. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people
yes.
taking exits, but they don't know where those exits lead. I know what life is, though. I don't know what death is. I ain't there, but I know what life is, and I love everybody that's living life. You living life, come holler at your boy Rome, man. North Philly, man, 26 and Lehigh, stand up. I'm out Southwest right now, though, baby.
Okay.
Shout out to the whole Philly, man. Fire.
Rome, definitely try to send it to me again. I didn't see it on there. Definitely send it real quick. I got your other stuff in here, but I wanted to play the new one. But
all right, will
if you,
you
can,
all right, will
send
you,
it really quick to me.
All right, I'm going to send it to you right now.
All right, I still got some time. I can get it in there when I see you.
Okay.
I'll just punch one. All right?
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
Air It Out Radio, I'm going to go back to my boy. I found his stuff. Hello, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, I found it. I had to refresh my page. So,
if you know, that's the hottest. Listen. To everybody that want to get at your boy, you can find me on Facebook, Twitter, Devoted Nitty. It's produced by Peso, a.k.a. Mr. Super Crazy Dumb Stupid. Shout out to them astronaut boys. Singers crazy, man.
Yeah, they definitely
like, that's
doing
what I do.
Anything.
That's what I do. I make bomb music, you know what I mean? Like, I do my own hooks, a complete artist, you know what I mean? If a nigga need to fucking sing, he can get on that shit and kill that shit, you know what I mean?
Okay. So what's your opinion about the topic tonight for we let you go and get into your music?
My whole thing is, I told you, Fire, I'm one of the flyest niggas in 15, like, in Philly, you know what I mean? I ain't to each his own, you know what I mean? I come from 15th Street, you know what I mean? Get money or get nothing, you know what I mean?
Get money or get nothing. I like
that's
that.
That's what it was.
Right. I like that. Okay. All right. Well, we got to get some more music in here from you. We're going to definitely get into that.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. Shout out to my man, Dot. We coming out with the Nitty and Dot Show.
Really?
I mean, look up the album.
It's a reality show?
No. It's an album. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay.
But we might even do a reality show on YouTube. You know what I mean?
There you go. Dot,
if you hear me, that thing will be crazy. I got the Interruption coming out, my album, because I'm interrupting the game with all this wackness. And so that's what we do, partner Interruption, you know.
Okay. All right, well, we're about to get into, go ahead and introduce it for me.
My new single, Dark Knight, video coming soon, it's going to be crazy. That I see you, when you jump on it, we will resend it to him, it's going to be crazy. I mean,
this is what Ray Live, right? Ray
yep.
Live. Okay, all right.
Beta, beta, beta. my niggas moving bundles all winter. Spinning tape on that black shit. All black, Eagle jersey, authentic. Mike Vick, Mike for your chick. Easy, cause I'm on that black shit. Yeah.
My car ride, my flag tight. I got that black car, call me the Dark Knight. Car ride, swag tight. Black car, Dark Knight. My car ride, my flag tight. I got that black car, call me the Dark Knight. Car right, swag tight, black car, Dark Knight.
Like Austin Martin, Austin Duncan, Orange Gus, we call it pumpkin. Doing 95, on 95, my roof gone, red bone. 22's on the coupe, so you know she grown. AC on, in a winter cone. I'm so high. The game lock, top spot.
My car ride, my flag tight. I got that black car, call me the Dark Knight. Car ride, swag tight. Black car, Dark Knight. My car ride, my flag tight. I got that black car, call me the Dark Knight. Car ride, swag tight. Black car, Dark Knight.
Air It Out Radio. Air It Out Radio is that chick fire, the brown skin half. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. Shout out to all my Air It Outers on the line. And if you're trying to, if you want to come on, make sure y'all hit us up, 347-677-1163. We're going to hit the lines up some more so we can chop some of these motherfuckers just down. Anyway, 5380. What's going on, Air It Out Radio? 5380. Okay, we're going to keep it moving. 8192.
Peace, what's good, Flyers? Rap Scow here.
It's who, baby?
Rap Scow.
Rap Scow?
Yeah, South Carolina in the building.
South Carolina, okay.
Yeah,
yeah. He's a yeah.
Yeah. Almost sleep on the phone in here.
I know, look, I'm trying to get that.
Yeah, it is what it is, though, you know what I'm saying? I'm enjoying everything I'm hearing and all that.
Thank you. I thank you for being patient on the line. I mean, I know y'all in a different time zone and all that, right?
Nah, we're still East Coast.
Oh, y'all are?
Southeast,
okay.
All day.
I thought y'all was like an hour or something behind us or whatever.
Nah, you thinking Alabama or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll take.
So what's going on? What's your opinion about the topic tonight?
Man, I'm just like so sick and tired of seeing it. Like, you know, I done heard a lot on it tonight or whatever, but if your pants gonna be that tight and you still gonna have them sagging with your boxes and everything out while you got them on.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, you know, just a lot, like you said, there's a lot of undercover gay stuff going on, and just, I'm not feeling it. That's just not me, but it is what it is, though, you know?
Is there anything else that you've seen that you just couldn't, you're tired of?
Nah, because I don't really watch a lot of videos. I haven't watched a video or listened to radio since 2006, you feel me? So, I don't really
wow.
get into all of what, you know, if I don't see it out, when I'm out, I don't see it. So.
Wow, that's a long time not to be watching no TV.
Yeah, I think the last video I saw was Lil Wayne and his baby standing like my daddy or something like that.
Wow, yeah, that is
like for real though.
A far back, yeah.
Yeah.
So, what's going on with you? Mixtape album? When is that dropping?
I'm working on the album. Got a mixtape that dropped today, as a matter of fact. You know, Coach.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, you know, with my man DJ Butterbee, it's really his jump, but I'm on there with a lot of other cats from around the way, you know what I mean, VA and other places. But it's on Coast to Coast. I should be posting the link a little later or whatever. You know, and still got the Born to Do This, Volume 1 and 2, all that on that tip, that crack. You know, yeah, I got the Mixtape Murder jump with the Wu-Tang Management cats. You can find that also.
Okay. Definitely a good look. Definitely appreciate the love from, you know, out there and whatnot. Definitely a good look.
Yeah, I want to send a shout out to Philly. I heard my man I think he mentioned this dude with Shotty Raw, and I think he did with my people, so I want to send a shout out. My people, Greg, Paige, and Darren Robinson. You know what I mean? They from Philly.
No, I mean, who are you talking about?
I think it was Shank. I want to say Shank.
Oh, Shank, yeah.
Shank or E-Burners, you know. Shank, I want to send it. Another track.
Some of E-Burners getting some love, Shank.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I heard him mention that, you know, and this is like my people.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
All right, so... Are you ready for Christmas? I haven't asked nobody this yet, but I mean, like, I'm so not ready, and I'm so far behind. I ain't gonna lie, like, I ain't bought one thing yet, not one.
No, yeah, I mean, I'm halfway there. It is what it is every year. You feel me? So
yeah. I'm terrible this year.
As long as my kids are good, I'm good.
I'm so terrible this year. I'm just thinking about it, like, oh no, go away.
I feel you. I feel you.
At the window. So, what are we playing tonight, babe? Wait, let everybody know where they can reach you and all that good stuff.
You can find me on Facebook, you know, RAPSCALL, Rapscal. Find me on Twitter, same thing, MySpace, Reverb Nation. You know, that's what's up right there.
Okay. What are we getting into tonight?
Let's play Talk Like They Know.
Talk Like They Know. Okay.
Yeah.
Rapscal, baby.
Talk like they know. I hear them again, man. They know. They talk like they know. They walk like they know.
Man, I'm listening to you, Pop
Rapscal, motherfucker.
Yeah, I'm listening to you, man.
And here's what
I don't watch.
My villain address, don't match the place I rest. Know my life is another county, still SC Valley. Been streaming, we the best, but my name ain't Cali. No disrespect, I see a lot of snakes in your camera. I respect that common bringing hip hop back. I try to do it different, I try to do it right. I only speak the truth, doesn't matter that I write. So what? I got some time, homie. Cause I don't fuck with nah. And being broke in the streets had me stuck with yeah. I had to get away. But what they all say, fucked up a lot of yeah. Them jokers try to play, man. Them jokers laced me like three times in the club. But I was young though, I thought it really was tough. Just cause they sold drugs and had all the bitches. I wanna sell drugs and get me some bitches. Shit, didn't realize the game had snitches. Police and warrants, courtrooms and lawyers. I never got caught, but saw a whole lot of niggas. We put the sand and pulling out a lot of niggas. I've been interrogated, I've been locked up. Without bond holes, I don't like no handcuffs. I heard a lot of shit off in the county, man. I left home again, I don't really.
And on radio, it's that chick Fire. Oh my God, y'all killing me with y'all cutting your song off like that. Anyway, make sure y'all check out the website, air.radio.net. Shout out to E Burners, Kim King, oh my God, Razzy, Ace Biz, I see you on the line. We came to you, you didn't answer, but I'm definitely going to get back to you. B West, let me see, Dasha, Shank, Cashmere, and definitely Nightcrawler, and anybody else that's on the line waiting. So we definitely going to get to you, so hold on and be patient. Air It Out Radio 9912.
Yeah.
What's going on?
What's up with you? It's your boy, Dr. Joker.
Dr. Joker, yeah.
Yes, ma'am. How you
I
doing
see a lot
today?
Of your music coming in. Okay. I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm just trying to stay woke.
Yeah, I know y'all like half tired and whatnot because y'all online chilling or whatever. I'm definitely trying to get everybody.
It's good, though. I'm saying that's good that it took this long, though. That means it's popping.
Yeah, it's a lot of people.
It's worth the wait. It's definitely worth the wait.
So what's going on? You new to the show and everything. I'm not going to hit. I usually hit people with the bang bang, but it's under construction right now, so I'm going to let you slide, but you got to come in. I'm just letting you know. So you new. Let everybody know where you from and, you know, all that good stuff. And explain your name, too.
You said spell it?
Explain it, like, you know.
Oh, all right, well, all right. My name's Dr. Joker. I'm from North Philly, Tessa Thompson to be exact, you know. And the name came from
the basic of when I first started rapping, it was just like I was playing with rap. Like I was just like just joking around with it, whatever like that. But then I started taking it serious, and now it's like it's a little oxymoron. Like you call a fat nigga bone, or you call a fat nigga bones,
mm-hmm.
or something like that. So it was like one of them names. So people look at it, they see it on a flyer and everything. But then when I get on stage and everything, everybody be like, oh, so why you call yourself that? So it was like, I don't know, it's like a way to loosen the crowd up. They just be expecting something. But I'm always far-fetched and always coming from left field, as you can hear if you listen to, like, the music, whatever that I do.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
So, Philly, definitely in-house. I mean, so you knew. How did you hear about Air Dot Radio anyway?
First of all, shout out to my man Nitty. He just was on here. He put me on
Nitty.
It. He was like, yo, send your music to Air It Out Radio, whatever, blah, blah, blah. he was running it through me. Like, he just kept on hitting me up, telling me, like, yo, Tizzy, like, hit that up. And then that's when I did it. And, man, you was going back and forth on the email.
Yeah.
And I was just
Nitty.
Like,
that's
well.
What's up.
I was
he
like,
knew
right,
too.
Well.
He knew too.
And I'm like, I'm going to listen. I'm listening to it. And I'm like, oh, well, I definitely like what you're doing. So, you know, definitely I'm going to pass the word. And I'm going to be listening all the time because, you know, people doing their thing. You're doing a good thing right now for people, man. It's hard to get on the radio.
Yeah, it is.
If you ain't wearing tight clothes and if you ain't doing a dance, you ain't getting on the radio.
Right. And, I mean, a lot of people want to change the show because they want it to turn into something that, you know, is already out. But I definitely like, you know, showing everybody support. And, you know, it is a place where everybody can get heard and whatnot. So definitely want to keep it the same way it is. So. You know, y'all support me, I'm definitely going to support y'all right back. So,
yeah, don't change. I like, even though this is my first time, it sounds like you got some faithful listeners. So, I thought it was
yeah.
really, it seemed like it's working for you. Don't change.
No, I'm definitely not changing. You don't even got to worry about that. So, what's your opinion on the topic today? Like, besides the tight jeans, what other things are you tired of seeing?
I really can't say too much because I'm a laid-back dude. I'm sweaters and check type of dude, you know what I'm saying? But one thing I can say is I'm tired of seeing females in tights.
Really? You mean
yes.
The little stretch pants thingies?
I'm in tights in general. Every single time you go to the club, they all got on black tights. And some of them even be having the braille butt cheeks, you know, the little lint balls on their butt cheeks. It's like, I know they got the cost $3.
Yeah, they mix the clothes together, yeah. Mm-mm.
Yeah, they sit there, they butt like they was rubbing their butt on the carpet all day. It's like, come on, shorty, get it together.
Wow. Yeah, they shouldn't be wearing that shit in the club anyway. You got to be spiffy.
Yeah, they do that. They actually, I actually seen a girl with black tights and some brown Uggs on.
No.
Yeah.
In the club?
In the club.
Wow. You don't wear the Uggs in the club, man. Nah.
And she had a cut-off shirt.
Nah, you don't
and
want
it's cold
in Philly. It's
cold
in
Philly. And she thought she was doing it big.
I know she did.
She was balling on them $2 shots.
$2
Can't
shots.
Can't tell nobody nothing.
Right? I know that's right. Shit. So what we play? What we getting into tonight?
You could play that that 6-4. I might say new. Like I be on here all the time.
Yeah, right.
6-4. Yeah, you see, I had to stop that.
It's cool. But let everybody know where they, I always do this, like, let everybody know where they can reach you at first.
Oh, you can reach me on Twitter, Facebook, everything. Just, matter of fact, you can just Google Dot the Joker, DotDaJoker, and all my stuff will pop up, my MySpace and all that other stuff. Like, I'm on MySpace, Reverb Nation, Pure Volume, Twitter, like anything that's able for my music to get put out, I'm damn near on it. I'm about to be on iTunes. Like Nitty said, we about to do this mixtape together, and we is going to do that reality show on YouTube. That's going to
okay.
be crazy because I'll be wilding. And, you know, it's just like good music. Like I'm just trying to work with people that's doing good music. So if y'all want to do any collabs or y'all hear anything that y'all like or whatever, y'all can email me at checkrock@gmail.com. E-K-R-O-Q, you know what I'm saying? We could just work from there. I just want to work. Just love doing music, man.
Yeah, definitely, you know, if you hear somebody that you like too, definitely collab with them, you know what I mean? That's what the show is about, networking and promoting each other. So definitely do that. So, all right, what are we getting into tonight, babe?
You can play. You got that 6-4? Did you get that one?
Yeah, I got that.
Yeah, you can play that.
All right, go ahead and introduce it for me.
All right, this is my new single, 6-4. It's kind of different from somebody from being from Philly, you know what I'm saying? Got a little Cali feeling to it. Produced by the boys, my boy Wiley from Noise Makers Production.
Here it is, Joka.
Check.
Yeah. Check rock. Because I pull up the mind. I pulled up in my 6-4. Like homie with a switchboard. I push that button, make my car pop up, then it just blows. Blowing money out the window.
Check that.
I pull up in my 6-4. Can you paint so wet when the sun hit it? You watch it just blow. And I hit some switches, make my car do an endo. With the window down, then you know I'm smoking on that endo.
Smell it when the wind blows.
I'm an east side nigga, but I'm riding in a block, and you know I'm in my west side whip. And I'm throwing on 3 wheels just to show you niggas how the west side get. I'm swinging and banging, and you know that my Chevy riding high. 13-inch 100 spokes on my wheel every time that I ride and ride. Impala SS, yes, yes, that gotta be the best. I made my car bounce from the left to the right, from the right to the front to the back. And I let my money talk for me, so that mean I always got something to say. You need to see they say. You know they gonna hate. I pull up in my 6-4. They be like homie with a switchboard. I push that button, make my car pop up, then it just blows. Throwing money out the window. I pull up in my 6-4. They be like homie with a switchboard. I push that button, make my car pop up, then it just blows. Throwing money out the window.
Impala, let's show 'em I'm proud of dollar. If it ain't about that money, then homeboy, why even bother? I got 10 chicks, and they sitting in the coupe. You can catch me listening to that Nipsey Hustle or that Snoop. If you ever heard any stories about me and your shorty, it's probably the truth. Just to let you know, I did it with somebody on the hotel room. Nah, right back in the booth. I know they really mad because I penetrated. So many chumps, they might think I'm telling gang affiliated. I got my looks on, my Raiders hat low, my music banging. How you haters, I don't hear you go. You think I really give a damn, cause the niggas don't like me. So they wanna love me, wanna hug me. I don't dance too much, I hop out, and I let my car teach you how to go. I pull up in my 6-4. Like homie with a switchboard. I push that button, make my car pop up, then it just blows. Throwing money out the window. I pull up in my 6-4. They see me, they be like homie with a switchboard. I push that button, make my car pop up, then it just blows. Throwing money out the window.
Airdot Radio, it's that chick Fire, the brown skin heifer. Make sure y'all check out the website, airdotradio.net. Shout out to Nitty and the Joker. Definitely a good look. Y'all newbies, I'm definitely loving the music and stuff. So make sure y'all continue to send some stuff in. In case y'all do want to send some stuff in, it's airdotradio@gmail.com. I'm still waiting for Rome stuff. I haven't seen it yet, babe. I see you on the line still. Let me get back to you real quick. Rome?
Man, where did it come from?
It's been it. It's always
where did
been
it come from?
I-C-S.
You said air it out. It. So now it's air it out?
It's always been it, Rome.
All right, you know what? You know what's crazy? It's in my email. I got two of them in here. So you know what it was? I was hitting the messed up one the whole time instead of.
Yeah, see?
That's crazy. See, I got to learn how to take them flaws up out of the It's flawless.
Okay, babe. We still got time, though.
I'm sending you the track right now. Like, it's going to be there in, like, 2.3 seconds. Shout out to A1 too, man. South Carolina, man. I got some North Carolina fame down there.
All right, well, I'm going
to
get
back to me.
Yeah, all right. Air It Out Radio, we're going to hit the lines up again. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. Shout out to E. Burners, Kim, Dom, Shiz, Shank, all y'all, Nightcrawler, you know, 9014.
Fire.
What's going on?
What's up, Miss Lady?
Who we talking to? You know I got to act like I don't know you.
I'm used to talking to you, and I'm always just like, hey, Fire, sorry, y'all. I'm sorry, everybody. This is Kim King, the songstress of Philadelphia. I got a little title with it this week.
Yeah, right? Look, they love that. They going to love that. That's okay.
Yeah, but yes, it's me again. Loving the show tonight.
Thank you. Thank you. We got a couple people that's a very, very slow getting here, or they might not even show. I'm going to be real with y'all. I got to be real with y'all. It is what it is. Like, you know, all you can do is try to get people here, but, you know, I can only do what I can do. So,
yes, you're human. It's
all right. So, all I know is y'all here, and y'all here every week, so that's all I really care about the most. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah, of course. I know a lot of guys is waiting for that Miss Reynolds to come through. Oh boy.
No, you ain't hear me earlier. I said she's in like some kind of storm or something like that.
That's right.
What's going
on?
Yeah, I know. I'm supposed to be doing an exclusive with her tomorrow. So for those that want to listen in, I'll post it and everything on the web, on the Facebook and all that. So
okay.
I have a little bit longer time with her. She didn't want to cut me short like that. So definitely check that out. I get more into depth with her anyway, so I kind of wanted that anyway, so it's okay.
Oh, yeah. But hey, you know.
So, what's going on with you? You know, I got to ask you every week. What's going on?
Well, I mean, right now, I'm working. You know what I mean? Right now, I'm working on features. I'm doing a lot of features lately.
Okay.
And a lot of music with other people. I want to work on my CD, but, you know, I'm trying to get it the right time so that it can come out the right way.
Yeah, you don't want to rush it.
Yeah, but right now, that's basically what I'm doing. Feature everywhere. It's the Kim King featuring Kim King somewhere. So look out for me, y'all.
Kim King. And she also on the website, too. Give them your info, boo.
Yeah, if you you can find me at airitoutradio.net. It's a whole page on it, and it's fine hooked up for me. Also, let's see, you can go to my reverbnation.com/onlyonekimking, and that's number one. Kim King. And Facebook me if you you know, want to get in contact as far as like features. That's what I'm doing right now. You can find me at facebook.com/KinkerK or no, Kinker B. I'm sorry. KinkerB, B as in B, you know, Bumblebee. But you know, those are ways you can contact me. And
where you get the Kinker from? You gotta let us know.
For some reason, my girlfriends, they like that name stuck to me.
Uh-huh.
I would come to the house and every week they'd be like, Kinker's here. And it just stuck. Like every time everybody from around, that's how I know who knows me. If you know me, you calling me Kinker.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Uh-huh. Friends, like, they did it.
Don't judge me.
They did it. Right? So, what are we playing? Well, what's your opinion on the topic? Definitely.
Well, you know what I was wondering? Is it just tired of what I see or tired of period? Because, you know, everybody touched on the skinny jeans, and I could touch on the skinny jeans, too.
Yeah, we need some
I'm tired of I got you. Like, I'm tired of hearing I got you. I know, you know, it's not really what I'm saying, but I'm sure you and probably other people that's listening have heard that line oh too many times.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I got you, yo. Oh, I got you.
For real.
No, don't worry about it. I got you. You know what I mean? Like, that's played out. I really wanted to rest in peace on it. I'm tired of it.
Yeah. Definitely rest
really
in peace. Because if you got somebody, you just do it. Like, it's really
yeah,
not
just do it.
Not
I got you. I got
exactly.
you. I mean, I know you don't got me, honestly. But,
yeah.
you know, if you want to insist to keep saying it, I, you know, I'm just tired of hearing it.
Yeah. It's a little song and dance, they say. I got you, I got you. Yeah, uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. You like Diddy, uh-huh. Yeah.
Uh-huh. I got you, got you. I'm going to make it, you know, maybe we can make a song out of that fire.
Exactly.
I got you.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Cole, I got you. You're right. But, like, yeah, that's basically what I'm tired of hearing. It's very sick to keep hearing. Make
so
sure
what people are you working with so far, like?
Well, right now, I know I just got finished doing work with my homie Crafts. And shout out to Crafts and London Evans, R5 Fire, that chick Fire, Aired Off Radio. We got some bangers coming. You know, I don't know if I was supposed to say that, but we do, people. And I'm like, basically, my homie Mike Larry, I know he's doing a lot of the We Run the Street CDs, and well, mixtapes. So we always get together and do something for those mixtapes. And basically, I kind of keep it in that circle for right now, only honestly because I haven't really, well, nobody's really reached out to me other than that to have me working, but that's basically what I'm doing right now. Mike Larry, Fire, Crash, it's going down. And we're making good music, too.
Yes, yes.
And that's what's really important, good, good music.
Definitely. And if anybody want to, you know, link up with you, you know, definitely hit her up on our websites and stuff.
Yeah, please do. AirItOutRadio.net or Facebook.com/KinkerB. You know what I mean? Let me know what's up. We can talk.
So I'm curious to find out what we're playing tonight.
Did you get the new one?
No.
No? Okay.
No, you
well,
never.
I didn't.
But
I'm
tonight
so
is not my fault, y'all. I'm doing.
It's a lot.
I found
going
the one.
On.
I recovered one.
Oh, gosh. Okay, well, I mean, if you did it, we can always work for next week. But what about Theta One? Do you have Theta One?
You said Theta One?
Theta One, yeah.
Theta One.
Or I Really Like You.
Oh, I got that. Yeah.
I Really Like You?
Yep.
Okay.
Got
this
it.
Is my song, I Really Like You. Let's see. Sean Power Williams for Escrow Entertainment. He made the beat. I wrote it. I arranged it. You know, I put it together. I hope y'all like it. This is my favorite song off my CD I registered.
There it is. Kim King, baby.
I really like you.
Airdot Radio is that chick site. Make sure y'all check out the website, airdotradio.net. I'm going to get into, shout out to Kim King, man. I like that. Everything she plays is definitely high, man. Wait till we collab and we put some stuff together. But definitely hit her up, y'all, if y'all want some, you know, excellent vocals and all that. Hit up E-Burners and all the other guests, too. Dom Shiz, Shank, Kaz. I mean, definitely y'all collab with each other and get to know each other on the line, you know. It's a good thing. I'm going to get into some Ace Bits. He was on the line. I came to him, and he dipped off or whatever. But I owe him a song anyway, so this is his last song. I'm going to get into that Ace Bits this way.
True Boss, YBU Entertainment. We taking over. Look, I got my head up high, middle finger to the world. My bitch right beside, just me and my girl. Lately I've been drinking, thinking about these times. Is my life about to end, or is a nigga moving blind? Whoop a riding two cars, now I'm riding shotgun. Whoop a riding two cars, but I don't really got one. Life so hard, it can suck you in the middle. Read between the lines, I ain't speaking in the riddle. Looking in my past, tell the future what I focus on. But I'ma keep doing me, homie, keep holding on. Free my brother P, Redisburg got his license. A real street fighter like that nigga Elm Bison. So when I'm speaking out, I do it cause I'm miserable. But I ain't gonna walk around looking all pitiful. Hard times come affect every individual. But I ain't gonna run when shit get critical. Brains over bronze, I'm a bright individual. Just listen to the words of the rhymes that I fitted you. Come around my way, man, my life really typical. Hate to see you shine, niggas wanna get rid of you. Smoking on this kush, I ain't worried about the game. Got my back to the wall while I'm looking at this lane. Stay focused on my game, stay focused on my chains. Look, pain in my chest, look, I'm soaking in the rain. Tell step to the side, better open up the lane. Ace talking with them things, and I'm smoking Mary Jane. When I step up on the stage, niggas know I do my thing. I'm a party extra hard, going out with a bang. So you better rock with us, and some TV boys. Going all out for that, till we BB boys. It's a grin on my face, you can't see my joy. All this drama in my life, what I need that for, nigga.
Yeah,
it's bitter.
True boss, Chase. About to go in on it, I go in every single session, treat it like my last. Even though my life progressing, I just treat it like the past. So I be up in my bag with my new tricks and old tricks. No matter what I pull out, when I drop it, it's explosive. I feel a lot of niggas rapping now, I'm so corrosive. Right, line straight stank, vocals smell like halitosis. Man, I spent that dank, when I wrote it, it was potent. Take it out of the CD case, or roll it up and smoke. And I ain't saying I'm hating, just a different in approach. Taste deeper 100, staying soaking in my focus. So I'm saying who want it, never scared to take a chance. I'm a man and I'm patient, but I ain't sitting on my hands. I don't go to these labels, saying label, take a chance. I'd rather build with my stable, grind faithful till we advance. True boss, call a call, swag, sagging nigga pants. Never throw the white flag, never throwing out my hands. Smoking on that ganja green, got me in the booth rocking. Flow is extra smooth through the mic, niggas boots rocking. I've been rocking, it's the fact that they ain't hurt me yet. Wasn't to this point that I done felt your ears is working yet. I've been working up the sweat, sitting, waiting, being patient. Now my patience start to come around, relate to what I'm saying and what I'm saying. Step back and want to pray for altercations. Chase, take vacations and just wait. Until they wake in, no code, crack the safe in. Shit, I don't have to play fair. My pops raised me, play hard, my friends never play scared. So we can take it there, but I ain't talking trade, it's easy. Expect the unexpected, I expect to make it easy. True balls, play it safe, never think it's easy. No joke, growing up broke, yo, that made me greedy. So now I compensate, knowing it's no time to wait. Live life, grind great, and keep money, concentrate. Focus, so focus, keep shit until I concentrate. True balls, tell the game to go and conjugate. They all constantly,
nigga,
yeah.
Radio is that chick site. Make sure y'all check out the website. I know I sound like a broken record, but you know, airdotradio.net. Shout out to all my airdotters. Listen, I'm gonna hit the lines up a little bit more. I got a couple more callers on here. So let's go to 0619 airdot radio. 0619 airdot radio. Okay. I think I went to them before and they didn't answer. 5380. Did I go to them? Air It Out Radio. 5380. Okay. Maybe something's wrong with the line. 9264?
You.
What's going on?
My name's Ski. I'm a up and new coming artist. I mean, I'm under Nitty right now. You know what I mean? He knew me since I was a youngin. Saying he hit me up on Facebook, saying let me know what's in for. Told me he got back in his music bag. You know what I mean, I used to write with him when I was a little bit younger. So I mean, he put me on as a youngin. So I'm under him. He got a couple albums coming out in 2011. You know what I mean?
Look at Nitty trying to get you to promote for him. Nitty is a man. Okay. What's up with your music, though?
Right now, I'm saying that I'm writing. I'm featuring on a couple of songs. You know, we got a track coming out called F'd Up. You know what I mean? Now, the track, the verse I got, it was originally for Gilly the Kid. You know what I mean? But Nitty saying he put me on it, saying, put me in the studios. I'm going to drop a mixtape, saying, but yeah, man, shout out to Nitty, man. And I heard, shout out to Dr. Joker. I heard some of his music. So I'm looking forward to working with him. You know what I mean? Like,
some of your music in.
Don't worry about that. I will. No.
You said don't worry about that, I will. So what, did you get a chance to listen to the topic today?
No, what's the topic?
It's basically the fashion nose and trends that you getting tired of seeing. Like, everybody been saying the tight jeans, but besides that, what else are you getting tired of? It could be from the male or the female.
I'm tired of seeing females wearing tights that is not supposed to be wearing tights, like oversized females that wear tights.
Okay. So, girls basically wearing a tight jeans.
Yeah. You know, man, right now I'm saying I'm enrolled at Lincoln University, man. Shout out to the class of 2014. You know what I mean? So, it's a couple, I'm saying, girls that don't got the body that be wearing the tights. And it's a turnoff, like I'm saying. You know, me and my man, we walking around Kansas, we see it, man. We gotta put them on blast, let them know, like, no, man, you need to go back in your dorm, saying, put something else on, because you turning me off right now, like, you making it ill.
Right. Definitely, yeah. But y'all guys like girls with fat asses, so you would think that would be a good look. Because even if the girl's ugly, y'all still gonna look at her ass anyway, so. Most of the time, y'all gonna be like, she ugly as shit, but bend over, bitch. You know what I mean? So, like, that sometimes that's irrelevant. But I get what you're saying, though. Yeah, some of them don't be needing to wear all that shit. Definitely. So you gotta get your music in here. I know you a newbie. You'll be getting hit with the bang bang too, but it's under construction right now. So we definitely get back to that. So,
yeah.
But let everybody know where they can reach you.
I can reach me on Facebook, Uptown CHG. I can reach me at RiddickLeroy@yahoo.com. I got a book. I'm saying I'm gonna get my Twitter. Y'all can reach me on Twitter. And wherever y'all find Nitty, y'all gonna find me at, man. For real. Saying we on the move right now.
Nitty got a little fan base going on. Crazy. So anyway, all right, babe, we're gonna hit the let me play something else. I definitely appreciate you coming through and all that good stuff. We're gonna hit the lines up after I get to a couple of these songs, but definitely appreciate you coming through, babe.
Is it cool if I put in a request?
Is it gonna be Nitty? Nitty only got one song in here.
The Dark Knight.
Yeah, we don't really do requests anyway, but I definitely appreciate it. I know he definitely appreciates the love too. But definitely hit us up next Monday and send some music in too. All right, babe.
All right, babe.
he called me babe. Mm. Anyway, I'm going to get into, so let me see, who do I want to get into really, really quick? Actually, let me get the Rome before I fucking forget. Rome, babe. Rome. Okay, oh, my bad, wrong one. Rome, you there?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I didn't want to forget you. Like, I got it in there. It's ready to go.
Okay.
All right. Let everybody know your website info.
Man, y'all can get me on Facebook at facebook.com/RomeIsHipHop. If y'all I got a fan page too. Y'all gotta do is just search for Rome. That's Rome, and y'all find me, man. I'm on everything, man. That got to do with anything digital music. Got to do anything music. Yeah, I mean, just put. Yeah, I mean, y'all also. Yeah, I mean, Rome, your favorite rapper. Go to Google.
Favorite rapper.
Y'all find me.
You there, Rome?
Yeah, I'm right here. Can you
hear
me?
Oh, you broke up. Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, because I'm on my Gmail right now. You know what I'm saying? So, be acting a little funny. My business number right here.
Yep. There you go.
Gotta have a business number, man.
So, you got all your shout outs and everything in there.
Oh, man, big shout out to EQ Philly, man. He's been most definitely making my videos look like professional, man, for a reasonable price, man. You know what I mean? If I need that video shot, man, go holler at EQ Philly, man. Good brother, good insight, man. And he gonna make it do what it do. You know what I mean? So, you know, shout out to EQ Philly, shout out to, Face Money, shout out to my squad, Raw Deal Squad Entertainment, Rod Stashes, Def Da Vinci, shout out to Fire, shout out to Nitty, shout out to E Burners, man, shout out to everybody that mess with Rome, man, everybody that like my music, I appreciate y'all, man, I'm doing this for y'all, man, I got this little saying real quick, Fire, you know, everybody ain't got the Maybachs and all that, you know what I mean, so who gonna rap for the people that ain't got all that?
Exactly.
I can rap for the people that got the Maybachs, but I can also rap for the people that ain't gonna never see that in their life. So, you know, get your mind right, man, and make some classical music, some timeless music, so when your kids get older, they'll know what's going on instead of talking about a car.
Okay. All right, babe, we're gonna get into this song right now. Rome, go ahead and introduce it, babe.
Oh, man, it's my single, man, off my debut album, Philadelphia Inquiry, be in stores next year, Only a Phone Call. How's your boy?
Wrong.
Yeah.
As the world turns, we sit back and we view the world from a whole nother perspective.
Yeah.
Right? Open your eyes.
I try to stay up out of these streets, you still know where you can find me. Never hold your own dog, no, cause I'm only a phone call. I try to stay up out of these streets, you still know where you can find me.
I'm on a whole nother mission, cooking in my kitchen, whipping up some food that'll make the world listen. So what, you a Catholic, still is a Christian, he is a Muslim and she is a Baptist. There's only one God out here, no foolish actors, silly rabbits. You know tricks off of kids. Homicide got my man doing a life bid. 20 years old when he popped his friend over a jacket and a pair of sneaks, cause his homie gave him no respect and played him in the streets. Thought it was sweet till he pulled out his heat. Now he laying on that ground under that white sheet. Payback is up and he's cold, cold street. It's a recession and everybody grinding to eat in the padded room like Button talking in my sleep, smoking on that zona in the VIP, nigga.
I try to stay up out of these streets, you still know where you can find me.
Hey,
you never on your own dog, no, cause I'm only a phone call. I try to stay up out of these streets, you still know where you can find me.
Me,
you never on your own dog, no.
Yeah, I'm from a hood, you get money, people think you made it.
homies come around to the chicks, you are their favorite. Big rims on a Tahoe, flying by 5-0, smoking on that purple, tripping off of Oprah, spitting from the heart, about to take the game over. Rome is my name, no selling out for the fame. Apply pressure for them fake rappers in the game. It's a shame how our people sell us out, talking love and happiness but don't care about us. So frustrating, my people worked hard to be here. Throw your flags in the air if you rep your hood. Know what bad is, but always try to do good. Got kids now, that's understood. 30 years old and finally, man, I got my mind out the hood. I'm so thankful, God love us as he should. Cause I done made mistakes every day, knock on wood, you heard me?
I try to stay up out of these streets, you still know where you can find me. On your own, dog, cause I'm only a phone call. I try to stay up out of these streets, you still know where you can find me. Me, you never on your own, dog, cause I'm only a phone call.
I'm only one phone call away. Got a chance to make history, so I'm going to do it today. Spit fire for these critics, knowledge to these niggas, that life ain't always about getting fixed. I'm only one phone call away, got a chance to make history, so I'm going to do it today. Spit fire for these critics, knowledge to these niggas, that life ain't always about getting figures.
Let me talk to my homies, cause you know that's what I'm here for. Talking to my women, let her know I really care more. Cause you know I really care more. Let me talk to my homies, cause you know that's what I'm here for. Talk to my women, let them know I really care more. Let them know I really care more. Let them know I really care more. I try to stay up out of these streets, you still know where you can find me. Me, you never on your own, dog, no, cause I'm only a phone call. I try to stay up out of these streets, you still know where you can find me. Me, you never on your own, dog, no, cause I'm only a phone call.
Out radio, shout out to Rome, man. Thank you for waiting, babe. Definitely appreciate that. A little mix up with the email and all that good stuff. Rome, I gotta do an exclusive with you. I'll hit you up a little later. We gotta get that popping, because you definitely earn your keep here on Air It Out Radio. Definitely support him. We're gonna hit up the lines again. 3501 Air It Out Radio. What's good?
What's going down?
What's going down?
I know y'all waiting for Slim to call, but you know this nigga crazy, man. After 8 o'clock, I lose him. So, and that's every night. If you follow him on his Twitter, you know that nigga into something. Right now, I'm trying to find him. So what we're going to do is come back and do an exclusive with you.
Okay.
We'll get this done, I promise.
Definitely appreciate you even calling up and letting me know that, and, you know.
Yes, like I said, if you follow this nigga, you know at nighttime, he's like Tupac, even in the studio. I put him in the studio, I promise you, at 10:30, the nigga's walking out. I don't give a damn what's done.
Wow.
So I got to put him in at 12 in the afternoon.
Wow, Slim Thug, you definitely a gangster. But
yeah,
it's good, like,
much,
as long as we get
me.
An exclusive out of him, that's good, at least, you know.
No, we'll have an exclusive done. In fact, we should talk later on, see can we get that done this week.
Yeah, definitely, that'd be really, really good. So let everybody know who you are and, you know.
I'm heavy. I'm Slim's manager. You'll see me with him everywhere he is. You'll see me on his Twitter page. You'll see me on his thugshow.com page. So this is Big Hev, his manager, the real deal.
Real deal.
Slim was supposed to do a call-in, but as of 9 o'clock, the Texans were playing, and he disappeared to a bar, and I ain't seen him since. And we got a show in about an hour, and I got to find him.
Wow. Mm-mm-mm. Well, good luck to that. I mean, definitely appreciate you calling out. We got to get some music for him, too. So, definitely
I'll shoot you over
some.
The album.
Yeah, okay. That's what's up.
All right.
Thank you, Heavy.
All right, baby. I'll talk to y'all later.
All right, bye. Bye. Definitely appreciate him hitting me up and letting y'all know the status on that. So, we'll definitely get back with him on another date. So we're going to hit up the lines, 7545, Air It Out Radio. What's going on?
Hello?
Hello?
What's going on, Fire? This is Blake Kelly.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Tell everybody where you from and all that good stuff.
You know, I'm Blake Kelly. I'm originally from Louisiana, but I rap out here in Virginia, D.C., Maryland, DMV. And I was just recently on this Sammy mixtape that just came out yesterday, and I wanted everybody to go down there and download that for me. You know what I'm saying? Because it's big, big love going out here in the streets. My homies, Rebel Star Camp, real heavy, the official out here. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Okay.
You
know
what I mean?
Are you signed yet? You're signing everything, or...?
Nah, I'm not shy. I'm still, you know, working
still
out
riding.
Things that we got going on. But I am heavy in these streets, and that buzz is building. So I need everybody to check out my website, www.rockstarbk.com, or hit me up on Twitter, at rockstarbk, because, you know,
I
got
Rock, R-O-C, or is it, yeah, okay.
R-O-C-K-S-T-A-R-B-K, just a regular rock star.
Okay. You definitely got to get some music into us, too, so we can, you know, spread the love.
I'm going to definitely have my people get that into the show. And shout out to my homie Boogie at Boogie's World. He's a frequent listener, and he told me that I needed to call in here and, you know, represent like I'm supposed to.
Yeah, definitely. Shout out to William, too. He doing his thing. So what should we expect from you in 2011? Like, you got any other plans?
2011, my mixtape will be my second mixtape, official mixtape is going to be coming out. It's entitled Plain Mode. We're working on that right now. The first one was Higher Education, and it was basically a tutorial of what I was going through with my college situation and how I was getting high, enjoying my life.
You said how I was getting high and enjoying my life. I hurt you.
You know what I'm saying? But now Play Mode is the second step in my career and how it's about to take off, you know what I'm saying, into these great and new heights. So I'm ready for it. 2011 is going to be big.
I know that's right. I feel that for a lot of people. I really, really do. Some people definitely going to make some serious moves this year, including myself. So definitely appreciate the love.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. I'm going to keep checking in with you, too.
Yeah, definitely do that.
All right.
All right, thanks, babe.
Bye-bye.
All right, I'm gonna go back to this caller, 5092. I came to him earlier. They didn't respond to me, but hopefully maybe they'll respond this time. 5092 at our radio. Okay, there it is. All right, one more time, 5380. All right, good. All right, now we're going to get into some other music. Actually, you know what? I'm going to play another one of Rome's song because he be fucking with me like that. I know he just be doing his thing and whatnot. He on his grind. So listen, I'm going to get into another one of Rome's song, Only a Phone Call. So there it is, Air Dot Radio. Stay tuned, baby.
As the world turns.
We just did that. My bad. Gingerbread man.
People need to face the facts, there's no turning back. Catch me if you can, I'm the gingerbread man. People need to face the facts, there's no turning back. Catch me if you can, I'm the gingerbread man. People need to face the facts, there's no turning back. Catch me if you can, I'm the gingerbread man. Catch me if you can, I'm the gingerbread man. Catch me if you can.
Hey yo, people need to face the facts. His color's white, my color's black. Naturally, I'm a beast, ripping through them white sheets. Slave at a young age, so I stayed in the fucking streets. Ate when I ate, and slept when I slept. Talked to the Lord when I walked off my step. Put my life on the line when I'm trying to be the best. Flesh of my flesh, blood of my blood. Tattooed tears for my niggas up above. Middle finger to all y'all haters and motherfuckers. I'm so free getting away from y'all cocksuckers. At ease, I'm so pleased. Y'all hate me, but y'all can't hate on the streets that made me. Come on.
People need to face the facts. There's no turning back. Catch me if you can. I'm the gingerbread man. People need to face the facts. There's no turning back. Catch me if you can. I'm the gingerbread man. People need to face the facts. There's no turning back. Catch me if you can. I'm the gingerbread man. Catch me if you can. I'm the gingerbread man. Catch me if you can.
Hey yo, now that I got y'all ears and y'all brains, I'ma show y'all niggas what's real and what's lame. Haters in the game, picking your brain, stealing your money, controlling your fame. Media, all in your biz in front of your crib, exposing your lavish lifestyle and your friends. The Bentley, the Benz, the house, the kids, everything about you, homie. Down to the pills, this is hip hop. Hey yo, the music's so real. The industry is cocky, they don't want you to get a mill. Look at the rock. Jay-Z wasn't fucking with a mill. I'm nice and still can't get the right deal. Cop the right will so my niggas can chill. I'm ice cold, 0 below Fahrenheit. Always take control of the will, cause y'all ain't stand right. Man, y'all ain't stand right.
People need to face the facts, there's no turning back. Catch me if you can, I'm the gingerbread man. People need to face the facts, there's no turning back. Catch me if you can, I'm the gingerbread man. People need to face the facts, there's no turning back. Catch me if you can, I'm the gingerbread man. Catch me if you can, I'm the gingerbread man. Catch me if you can, I'm the gingerbread man.
People need to face the facts, time to put down the gap. Time to stop pushing crack, fucking up the neighborhood. Rome is a legend, in the streets like Robin Hood. So why blame him when it's just you in the hood? Up to no good, trying to rob from the poor. Pedal to the floor, kicking in these niggas' door. The world want me, but I want much more. The world want me, but I seek much more.
People need to face the facts, there's no turning back. Catch me if you can, I'm the gingerbread man. People need to face the facts, there's no turning back. Catch me if you can, I'm the gingerbread man. People need to face the facts, there's no turning back. Catch me if you can, I'm the gingerbread man. Catch me if you can, I'm the gingerbread man. Catch me if you can, I'm the gingerbread man.
I wanna ride with you.
Oh, man, I'm in my zone right now. Hey, thanks to the king of pop, man, for making everything we doing right now possible, man. Really, life is good, and shawty, you look great. Yeah, you. It's true, I wanna ride with you all night. Only if it's true.
First of all, your hotel off the wall in her. Let me tell you what a player looking for in her. Chula cheek and pretty eyes, pretty features, manicure, pedicure. Just a damn, you a diva in her. Glad to meet you. You can call me Ricky Rizzi. Cornbread if you're bad when we get busy. I know I'm fresh and really can't help it. I see you with your girlfriend, pimping ain't selfish. You playing, you saying that she out your life now. You trying to rebuild, I can lay the pipe down. Yeah, it won't stop till you get enough. Got me working day and night, banging till your body bust. Okay, alright, 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 okay then. Let burn the joint down, freaking me is caged in. You with it, so you can get it on the dance floor. Ain't about to fall in love, but y'all gotta let you know. Nobody invincible. I'ma keep it strapped up, Navy SEAL general. Aiming for the pleasure principle, I hit the bullseye. Body language say it all you gotta say is ah. Like you walking on the moon, right? Fighting like a werewolf, sucking like a vampire. Red getter, make her bite a pillar. Kill her when I drill her, she gon' thank me for the thriller. Baby, I beat it right. Bang it till you blow. You making history, probably your first oh. I'm a coochie connoisseur. Pay attention to the details, study the allure. Sure, say I ain't about to play it. I'm doing what he did, and now you can't stop playing.
I wanna rock out. I wanna rock out.
Radio is That Chick Fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. Shout out to Kim, King E. Brenners, Rome, B. Wes. I see EQ on the line, about to get to him. Heavy, definitely we're going to do that exclusive with Slim. Dom Shiz, Shank, and shout out to Razby for stopping by too. Nightcrawler, definitely support all them. Shank, shout out to my baby Rail too. Like, he doing his thing, so smooches to him. So I'm gonna get up, I'm gonna hit up the line and see what's up with EQ real quick before we get up out of here. What's going on, babe?
What's up, fire?
I'm gonna hurt you.
I got so much stuff going on right now. I don't know if I'm coming.
Shout out to Rome. He was just blasting you a couple of minutes ago. Like, yeah, shout out to EQ.
I just did a new video for him. It's on YouTube.
Yeah, I know. Look, it's a coincidence. Look. No. It's all good, though. It's all good. You do good work. Video.
I'm working. I'm going back to school now for computer information systems so I can do the web development. All that. Got the new movie we about to start shooting, Change the Beat.
The one that you said, you know, me and other people were supposed to be in.
Yes. We ain't start shooting yet because I'm trying to get this new camera. But, you know, we working on it. It'll be real soon. Also, you know, got the new CD out, you know what I mean, Plutopia. We doing shows right now. That's a good look. And I got one more surprise for you. I'm doing a book.
You're doing a book?
Yes.
Wow.
I did a documentary on myself like maybe 3 years ago, and I was just giving it out to people, and somebody sat down with me and was like, yo, you should just do like an inspirational book. So I'm going to do a short one because I'm still a work in progress myself, but my story has a lot, you know.
All of us are.
Yeah, you know. But it's called Live, Love, Live, Laugh, and Love. You know what I'm saying? It's an inspirational book about what I went through to get to this far in my life, and hopefully it inspires somebody else to take steps necessary for them to grow. So, you know what I mean? I'm doing a lot. I got my hands full. You know what I mean? God is good to me.
Okay. All right. Well, we don't got that much time. I'm glad you got all your shout-outs and everything. Well, not just shout-outs, but your promo and everything. We're going to get into one of your songs. I don't know which you want me to play. Oh, you only got one in here. I'm going to hurt you. Look, I'm like... We're going to get into one of your songs. We got one motherfucking song in this bitch.
Yo, I got to send you some more. I'm sorry. You know, the Plutopia album is kind of crazy right now. Make sure everybody go to www.illadelstyles.com and keep up on me. I got so much going on. You know what I mean? It's love right
now. Yeah, I like your website, too. It's nice.
I appreciate that. Yo, I did that from scratch.
That's good, though. Dang, sure. When you up against the wall, you do mad shit. Believe that.
Yeah, believe me.
Then you have some money.
Of course, but now I'm going to school for that, so I'll be saving a lot of people some money, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right, babe, we're going to get into the song real quick because I got like a couple more calls on here, but I want to get to the song, though. So go ahead and introduce it.
Yo, this is your boy, EQ, Illadel Styles, here with the hottest show in the nation, Air It Out Radio, with my girl, Fire Chick. Yo, check this out, the new song, Bombing on the Tracks. Hope you love it. Call in, request it, all that good stuff. You know what I mean? God bless.
It's cute.
Yeah. Before we leave, I'ma take y'all on a journey. Yeah. Tell me what you waiting for. Bunch of lights and sirens at your front door. I'm here to entertain. You better know my name. They call me EQ. You best know my name. Bombing on the track. I'm 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 bombing on the track. Obama on the track. I'm bombing 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 on the track. Obama on the track. Yeah. Barrel is warm. Mind state summertime. I kick your plate full. Something like it's dinner time. No intermission. This ain't that kitty rap. This that EQ music. Bring the city back. I'm so focused, man. You can call me Sean Carter. I switch my swag. I guess that make me a little smarter. I'm from the 215. They call it Illadel. And that's that real rap. Because we spit it well. I'm from a crack city with a crack bell. I bring that classic flowing like your Maxwell. Tip your hat, shed a tear for my lost groove. The last days, so we all might see them soon. But for now, we gotta elevate the game. Give a little more to alleviate the pain.
Make that music that the people won't steal. We work too hard to depreciate the dollar bill. Now tell me what you waiting for. Bunch of lights and sirens at your front door. I'm here to entertain. Better know my name. They call me EQ. You best know my name. Tell me what you waiting for. Bunch of lights and sirens at your front door. I'm here to entertain. You better know my name. They call me EQ. You best know my name. Bombing on a track. I'm 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 bombing on a track. Obama on a track. I'm bombing 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 on a track. Obama on a track. Yeah. My mentality is open now. Some of these rappers, you know, they like water down. They said he's sipping on the Henny through a straw. They say they big daddy, but to me, they ain't raw. I see him on the internet, hardcore gangster. Acting like a sucker to a 50 Cent wankster. Hating on your boy, cause I'm climbing up the shark. Beating on the chest, but they ain't got the heart to shine. Like me, I'm on my grind daily. Gotta stay cool, so I'm chugging on the belly. 6'4" with the city on my back. Hurling on the track like the rock with the yak. I'm stomping on the track, and plus I did the beat, man. These lames are frauds, they leaning like a kickstand. Got these haters blocking me like I'm WordPress. I'm like the lair floating high where them birds rest. Now tell me what you waiting for. A bunch of lights and sirens at your front door. I'm here to entertain, you better know my name. They call me EQ, you best know my name. And tell me what you waiting for. A bunch of lights and sirens at your front door. I'm here to entertain. You better know my name. They call me EQ. You best know my name. Bombing on the track. I'm 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 bombing on the track. Obama on the track. I'm bombing 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 on the track. Obama on the track. Yeah.
Yeah. We're about to go now. I know y'all love these earth tones, but I gotta take you on a next level. We call this Plutopia.
Air.radio. I'm sorry, Q, we gotta cut that short. Listen, make sure y'all check out the website, air.radio.net. I'm gonna hit up this last caller and I have to cut it short. 8870 71. Air.radio, what's going on?
Hello.
Hello,
how are you? Oh yeah, what's up? It's your boy Mike Hustle. What's going down? Fire chick.
It's who? I'm sorry?
It's Mike Hustle.
Mike Hustle. Hey babe, I'm gonna definitely have to hit you up on the next show. You got a free song on me. I'm writing it down right now. We about to get up out of here. I'm sorry you called so late, but definitely hit us up next Monday and I got you on the next song, okay?
That's all good.
All right, thanks, babe.
All right.
Okay. I apologize for that, but I got Mike Hustle next round. Listen, I'm gonna leave up out of here with Shank really quick. I know we ain't really got that much time, but definitely appreciate all y'all support. Love y'all. Shank, the world final.
Hey, day he wake up, he tryna get his cake up. I swear the first thing he think about is a dollar. Off on his mission, lost with no position. Can't get a block, so he gotta be a robber. Now he gotta get him a piece just to get him a piece of what he feel is gonna get him ahead. But you really can't put him to blame. It's the hood he was raised in. All he know is get to the bread. Now he's out for the niggas with the